is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Guess what, boy? You're taking out $4,000 of me every month. I don't care if you're in Deer Valley or Death Valley. $4,000 every month. And if you ever mention a word of this to Tony, I'll stick this up your and pull the trigger till the bullets come out your eye.
Hamilton, come over here. What are you doing?
I'm changing.
But you took off your Captain Hook uniform.
Well, I thought I'd put my street clothes on for the drive over to IBM. The uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put this stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one touchdown at Tampa Bay is one that sticks in my mind.
Gordon Libby.
Are you a big fan of WJFK?
I'm a fan of Gordon Libby's. I think he speaks a lot of truths.
You haven't heard of Don Geronimo, or have you?
What?
Okay. Got to ask you about the stadium now. It seems that things are on track in PG County. Let
talk about Gordon Libby. What's the matter with you?
Let's talk about him.
It makes very good sense.
You know, his producer is down here with one of the parabolic mics. He almost got trampled last week in the excitement of that victory.
Oh, really? What's that got to do with Gordon Libby?
Well, he almost didn't have Cameron for the show. He might not be able to do the show without him.
You're a darling guy. Larry, what do you want me to ask now?
You're a useless old man.
Today, you are in denial.
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so strange. Every time I see your name, I just want to you say that you are so helpful that you don't know what to do. Oh. Each night I pray there will never come a day when you up and take your mother away. Can you feel the same way too? And love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true. Give me the memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You're one
Soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene 2, take 1. I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Now you make yourself at home here, youngster, and I'll be back. I've known that little fellow a while. He's mentally retarded. One of more than 6 million kids and adults. I thought some of you might like to help because the retarded can be helped. 2 years ago, Robert couldn't say hi. Well, you heard him.
Together, the moment I cherish with every
There's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay. Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
They have given God a job, boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. And I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning. And totally destroyed them. But, you could doctor tapes.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of spenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're true. I've got all the yelling and the fight that we had. It won't be cause of you.
Thank you!
Yeah, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you wail.
Yeah.
You make every beef we got left.
Thank you!
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
Guys, I will be talking to the cameramen on the headset. It will be Terry's job to give the actors their hand cues.
Oh, excuse me, Russell.
See is what you get with Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Guys, I will be talking to the cameramen on the headset. It will be Terry's job to give the actors their hand cues.
Oh, excuse me.
At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, in color, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room, a place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room, rated X for adults, from Independent International.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Rob, listening in Virginia. Hello, Rob.
How are you, gentlemen?
Fine. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I just wanted to relate what it was like. I'm 25 years old, and I was born and raised in New York City, and I went to New York City public school. And while attending public school, I was attending catechism to make my communion and then my confirmation. And the way I was raised was to ask questions and to explore different theories, if you will.
Sure.
And as I'm attending catechism, learning the theories behind creationism, when I personally believe that with creationism and through the evolution of however man may turn out, I believe that we're all going to become BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much what you've tried to share with us.
Right, I'm sure he does.
Didn't even get a chance to burp on that one.
No, they cut him off that time.
The Naughty Cheerleaders.
The Groove Room.
Females for Hire.
I realize, you know, we have to cut that short. We've got about 15 of those commercials in different lengths with all basically the same. We have the swinging stewardesses, the swinging pussycats. Not enough time for the swinging pussycat.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 at 6 or 1 at 5, or out in Sacramento, noon to 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Hello.
Traveling Wolverine.
Being beat up and battered around.
Not as good as the music you were playing before.
Beating up and I beat you down.
That Dennis stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of One Hand, One Heart.
You weren't when we were playing it all the time.
No, that's for sure I wasn't.
Hello.
Because I know that we've gone deep into that album.
Yeah, I there were some of the cuts there that I didn't remember, like Three Times the Lady. I didn't remember.
No,
that.
We'd heard it. And I remember specifically after a while, all we did was focus on the production values. And,
or the fact that he was so lazy that he didn't even make an attempt to even rehearse the song one time before he went in and recorded it.
And they were playing like a bad, scratchy, really vinyl record.
Yeah, but you would think that the songs he would choose to karaoke on his album, he would know one song.
You would think.
Yeah, you would think. You would hope.
And to make him Dennis.
The disappointment.
The ghost. We've not seen him in so long.
The ghost of disappointment.
Well, it's pretty good open, right?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
And Jerry, how's that heart attack working out for you?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Okay.
As long as he's okay.
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
You know, if you buy the 45 of Dennis, it actually is called Three Times a Maybe.
Maybe.
How's his vacuum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your suckage?
Mine's excellent. I thought a gay.
Good afternoon.
Bowling ball man. How's your warming cream? How's your personal lubricant?
Yeah, baby.
PL. Your PL.
Big PL.
We did have a good chat in the office
today, didn't we?
Yeah. The things we talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dark, and all the ships at sea. Get her done with Don and Mike.
All right, I like that. Thank you, Robbie. Were you rather concise? Appreciate it. You can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show, and a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday. 0614.
Hi,
06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah, you'll get your chance.
I know.
Down, boy.
No, he's not.
I'm excited. Buzz wants to talk today. He's got something to talk about. We'll let him do that in a moment. First, let me tell you, it is the Don and Mike Show. Duh.
You can call us
from anywhere in America.
Duh.
At 877-365-3636. If that is busy, you can call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening to us in WJFK Land, Washington, D.C., our home base, you, for a limited amount of time, can call 202-432-1067. Shows right there for you on the Internet.
Wonderful.
Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You can hear it there. Want to send us email that John will read and throw away?
Yeah,
because we're so sensitive.
Sure you do.
Go ahead. Send the email. Email at donandmikewebsite.com. Do it during the show. John reads them and throws them away to spare our feelings. And, of course, we're there at iTunes. Just go to Talk Radio on iTunes, and there's a bunch of episodes of the show there. So, hi and welcome, everybody. Lots of things.
Hi, everybody.
To talk about. I certainly would love to start talking about, well, it's kind of an annual thing about Father's Day and tie it into some events last night during maybe really no BS, one of the greatest basketball games I've ever seen.
Really? Was that good? I had no idea.
It was that good, but
when is Father's Day?
It's Sunday, Mike.
This Sunday.
Sunday, but that takes a back seat. And even Rob getting hit on at Circuit City takes a back seat.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. And the Cheryl, the Big Dyke, Gay Pride tapes.
Back seat.
Take a back seat. Because Buzz is pissed.
Oh, that's right, because he went to his meeting last night.
No.
I went to a city council meeting.
He is on fire. First off, he broke rule number one.
Yep.
He called during Regis time.
Oh.
Called during Regis.
Like,
Regis.
No, I thought it was before Regis.
You mean that 15 minutes? No, you kind of lapped over into, but that's okay. TiVo paused and caught it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's why God invented TiVo.
Uh-huh.
So phone rings.
It is the guaranteed time to catch him, though.
Yeah, that's true. Phone rings relatively early. But, yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, I really don't know your schedule outside of that. I mean, I know that how many times have we conversed during that 9 to 9:15? Probably more than any other during the year, right? That's the time we chat.
Yeah,
but it's got to be about Regis. If I was calling to say, hey, listen, I got an idea for the show, it'd be like, oh, no, not now.
Yeah,
I thought
this was about a quarter till Regis. Yeah, but it went on for a while. But it's okay. But here's why Buzz called.
Uh-huh.
Because he really was steaming mad, I ask you not, and what he did was just spew pure vitriol hatred.
Really?
Thank you for letting me do that. Bad words, bad thoughts.
Yes. So I'm assuming your little issue did not go well.
No,
it didn't.
And I said to him really literally after sitting there and listening to this for 15 minutes,
uh-huh.
I said, save some of this for on the air. And he right. said, I'm just so mad. He was just calling people.
I was
I knew how mad he was.
I knew that you knew that you were going through the right channels. I knew that you had, you had obviously gotten yourself on the docket or the whatever they have there because you were leaving the show a little early to go to this meeting.
Right.
And, you know, nobody even knows. Does anybody even know his issue?
No, give us the backstory as much as you can.
I live behind a swimming pool, or it lives behind me, and I knew that when I moved in, and, you know.
Rob is applauding that.
God bless the children. They're our future. Go Fairfax Frogs. I have no objection to a swimming pool. I really don't. You know how I love kids.
It's a community pool, right?
Yeah. Couldn't you? Yeah, I could. It's privately owned, but it's a community pool, I guess, otherwise.
Mike, yes.
I have a question, Don.
Yeah, what?
Will I be disrupting his story if I play the counsel for the other side?
Yeah, don't. Let him
get it out.
Let him just roll with it because at least this morning, he was really
like, wound up.
So you didn't get satisfaction. Go ahead. I won't interrupt you.
Kind of made an ass of himself at this big town hall meeting.
No.
Thinks
oh,
he made an
ass of him.
Thinks he might be in the local newspaper for being quoted.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus
for raising his voice.
I may have created a small disturbance.
Go.
Just let him go.
Now I'm excited.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I love kids, and I love the sound of splashing in the pool, but they've got these loud... loudspeakers.
That's a lie, you don't, but that's okay.
Now, there you go interrupting him, right? He hasn't even gotten started yet.
I'm sorry, Mike.
They've got loudspeakers. They have swim meets there occasionally, and they get bigger and louder every year, and the loudspeakers get louder, and you have the whistles and the gunfire from the starter's pistols, and it's not easy, and there's a bit of a buffer, a small wooded area between me and the pool.
These happen early in the morning?
Sometimes. Sometimes as early as 7 a.m., bang. Mm-hmm. So I got to have the buffer. I got to have the tree. And the guy's been back there chopping away at trees and stuff. And now he went to the city council to ask to expand. They're going to build some kind of huge amphitheater or something there where an innocent swimming pool.
Now, what is he
going to
build there? What's he going
to
really build there?
Reparceled some land. They're going to build some houses. That'll raise some money. And then that way they can move in the chainsaws, the bulldozers, and the jackhammers.
Just let him roll.
And they'll build a new pool with a bigger stadium and more lights and bigger speakers and make matters just generally worse.
Right.
I argued to keep the buffer, maybe make it better. I got some kind of vague promise that they might do that, and that was the end of the public part of the meeting.
That's right.
But
right.
Also where perhaps the trouble began.
Oh, okay. So you want just a little like trees in between you and the pool, so it can like keep the sound out, especially when they're having a swim meet at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Okay. So you actually go to the town council.
I did.
You
spoke.
Stand up wearing your tight Simon Cowell shirt.
Right.
And you're talking in your Buzz Burbank voice, which is your regular voice.
I hoped it would scare them, but it didn't.
Did you give any thought at all to wearing the uniform for being before a city council?
Which uniform is that?
A business, like a lawyer's outfit.
Yeah.
A business suit.
I did, but I didn't want to put on airs.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
The other people speaking at the council were dressed casually also.
Oh, really?
So it was appropriate.
The people speaking.
Right.
But not the council.
Right. So, no, the council members.
In a nutshell, the neighborhood that you live in has a pool that kind of backs up to where your house is, and it pisses you off.
I've been by it. I've seen the pool he's talking about.
It pisses you off that they're cutting down trees and that they have swim meets at all hours of the morning, and your concern is that they are going to develop the area even...
bigger and louder and brighter. Yeah.
And so
I'm trying to prevent that. I was there to urge the city council to just stop expansion altogether, to not allow anything, and at the very least, put up more buffer. And like I said, I got some kind of token promise that they would look into that.
And your idea of the ideal pool would be a pool like they have at, say, Mandalay Bay.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
on the top floor of a 50-story high-rise.
Quiet, drink served.
Topless.
Quiet people, topless, waving.
Exactly. By the pool.
No children allowed.
Exactly. And what would be wrong with that?
But anyway,
nothing.
Where does it get heated?
So after the meeting, after my part of the meeting anyway, the public hearing portion, I exit into the hallway. The council chamber doors are open, and the city council meeting continues inside. I'm out in this marbly, echoey hallway, and the pool guy comes out, and suddenly, after 8 years of living there now, tonight, after my resounding defeat, he wants to be my friend. I didn't take it well.
Well,
I didn't respond well.
He
may have been offering an olive branch.
You were defeated?
And I snapped
off. I thought you weren't defeated.
No, he stood up and... See, he's not telling it correctly, at least the way he told it to me.
He's not telling it right.
He stood up and spoke and pleaded his case.
Yes.
Like in this people's court in the county.
You're pleading your case. You're opposed to the development.
After I spoke, I like my favorite expression, the cannibals listened carefully to everything the missionary had to say, and then they ate him.
The council
voted to allow the unlimited, unbridled expansion of the swimming pool.
So you got screwed.
Yeah,
how many
lost.
People were speaking against it?
Me and my neighbors, my immediate next door neighbors, and that was maybe one other lady who lives across the street from the pool.
Don, that would be what we refer to as a NIMBY argument.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
Not in my backyard.
What's
exactly.
NIMBY mean?
Just what he said. Not in my backyard.
And I am NIMBY.
NIMBY. Not to be confused with NAMBLA.
Right.
<No.
laughs> Or Gumby.
Or Gumby.
And Mike just spit out his water.
Oh, God. Because you know why? Not because he said NAMBLA, because he didn't know what he was going to say when he said not to be confused with. And then he thought of it just before he said it.
Good job.
Which Mike, I don't know.
That's what
North
made me laugh.
American man, boy, love. I know.
NAMBLA
Association. Well, I know. I get the literature.
So you lost. See, I didn't know that.
And now we're out in the hallway, and now the pool guy, now he wants to be my friend, and I'm not having any part of it. I smiled, I shook his hand, and then I tried to turn and walk away, and he was trying to talk to me, and I didn't want to engage because I knew that if I did, it was going to get ugly, and it would be better if I just got the heck out of City Hall as fast as possible.
Yeah, because you were pissed, because you lost, and they're going to make trouble for you.
Exactly. Here come the chainsaws and the bulldozers and the jackhammers.
Wow.
So I was not feeling good.
But that would have gotten you your free membership.
Well, I'm not so sure, and I think I pretty much squirreled that now, because that's when I started yelling at the guy, you're not a good neighbor. You have not been a good neighbor. You could learn a thing or two about public relations. Think about being a good neighbor. Think about public relations. As I went down the stairs and out the front door of City Hall, and this guy's like calling after me and trying to get me to talk to him, and right now I don't want to be his friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times?
That doesn't. I mean, that's not your personality.
Usually.
When you were telling the story to me today, how many times did you raise your voice and say to him, you're a bad neighbor? Because when you said it to me, you must have said, it sounded like you said it to him 20 times.
Well, I didn't use any bad words in City Hall. I'm civilized enough, I think, that I can keep that under control.
That, right?
But when I was talking to you, yeah, I believe many F-words flew.
Oh, no. I'm not even talking about F-words. I'm saying, how many times did you say to him, you're a bad neighbor?
Oh,
because
I'd say
that seemed to be
half a dozen times, at least,
seemed to
over
be
and over again. I kept saying, you're a bad neighbor.
Do you get the impression that the majority of your neighbors have people that participate in this pool club?
It's mixed. Some do, some don't. Mostly,
that's the problem.
Mostly
right,
those of us who back the pool are not members.
Right.
So why will you be in the newspaper? Did you take your shirt off?
During, that would be, isn't that the assisted living portion of the neighborhood?
Exactly. The home, as we call it.
That's really, you have a lot of the visiting nurses that come in.
There was a lovely young newspaper reporter from the local small town newspaper there, of course, to cover the city.
Far be it, no matter what the cause, for him not
lovely
to think about
it. Lovely and young.
Strikingly lovely.
Was
actually
she really?
She was. And she got some quotes from me and the spelling of my name.
She got some quotes from you.
And
what
was,
paper did she write
got
for?
Some tongue quotes from you.
And that was before I raised the ruckus in the hall, and they had to come outside and ask us to hold it down so they could continue the city council meeting.
Really?
What paper does she write for?
I don't know, the Fairfax Flyer or whatever
those
it is.
Details. You don't get those.
Yeah.
You were too busy looking at her, like the buttons of her blouse.
It comes every week. I don't know.
It comes every week.
So,
oh my!
I mean, you're kind of lowballing this now from
the
way
now,
that
I've gone
you explained
well, that's
this
his
morning.
Personality. You know, that's his image. He doesn't want to be the fly off the handle.
No, here's what it is: I have gone through stages of anger and denial, and now I'm kind of almost at the point of acceptance. I'm not giving up, but I think I'm at the point where I'm accepting. You know, what's going to happen is going to happen, and there's apparently nothing I can do about it.
Do you think whatever the buffer is, do you think that would really cut down on the noise from the pool if they had a decent buffer? Would it really make? Because you back up to it, and I've seen that pool, and that's and swim meets are nuts. I mean, nuts.
Yeah, cheering
crowds. It's louder than any other sport.
And I don't mind the occasional exception, but really, you wouldn't believe the noise that comes from there. Like,
I can imagine.
You try to have dinner out on the screen porch or whatever, and you have speakers blaring at you.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
a little crazy.
Rob's giving the crazy song.
Yeah, get off my lawn, Rob.
No wonder you hate kids so much.
No wonder you hate kids.
I mean, anybody who's ever heard a swim meet, I mean, they are. Is it just the swim meet, or is it all day?
The noise, the out of control noise, can really happen at almost any time.
Well, with the out of control
loud speakers, you know, the music.
Well, what can you do, really?
Yeah,
I mean,
nothing.
Besides what you did. I mean,
what
would you like them to do? Have a big bonfire and burn the thing down?
No, but I'd like them to be satisfied with what they have and where they are, or move to another location, but stop growing.
I got
stop
a house with a community pool,
right?
And there are two children and their father. And on our March vacation, when we're down there, when they are in that pool,
right,
this one family generates enough noise where it comes through the entire neighborhood, where you can hear the screaming. You get about, I mean, a pool is loud. A pool. It's tough to have a pool in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
And I think they forget there are houses around, and I think they're not aware of how much noise they generate, and I'm here to sort of make them aware of that.
But there's nothing you're going to be able to do about that.
No, well,
we'll see. We'll see.
He's resourceful.
There are other means.
Are you thinking of something dramatic?
There are a number of legal avenues and some gray areas that I'd like to look into.
What about on your property if you were to put up trees?
I could certainly do that. Of course, that would be at my expense, wouldn't it? And, you know, I could do that, but I shouldn't have to. Things were fine until they messed with me. Now I have to.
But hasn't the pool always caused noise in your house?
No. I mean, the pleasant sort of noise that I mentioned when I first moved in, and over the years, it's gradually gotten worse and more frequent, and it's something, now that they want to grow, it's just got to stop.
Well, you know, listen.
All I know is
I am
if
dying.
One day they come out to that pool and the pool has been sucked dry.
Oh, no, he won't operate like
no,
that.
No, no, what's I'm
the,
not gonna...
Oh, my God, that's a crocodile in the pool.
No, he's got much more thought out, borderlining on pranks.
Oh, dear. Now,
yeah.
now his cover's blown for that.
Not necessarily.
Now you're
certainly.
The chief. You realize you're the chief suspect now.
Certainly nothing. Well, I think I was probably as of last night, city council.
Well, then hold on. Just let me just pass along one pearl of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I hope I'm not speaking out of school. I think it's brilliant. Uh-huh. I believe your neighbor came up with the idea. Is it okay if I mention this?
Boy, I'd rather catch him off guard if it's what I think it is. Let's say this. If they're allowed to make certain kinds of noises at certain volumes, then I should be allowed to make those same kinds of noises at those same volumes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Buzz. I don't have to say anything else except to say that he's ready to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
You need some amps?
Maybe down the road. We'll see. Let me see. Let me work with what I've got and see how that works.
He's stocked right now with what he needs. I think it's rather brilliant. I really do.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Decibels. Nothing illegal, just enough to get me by.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But do you think
seriously your noise could during their times, that your noise could take care of their noise?
There certainly could be a canceling effect.
You know what?
To the detriment of other neighbors, of course.
Let me turn our microphones off because I have to tell Mike. I have to tell him what I think the cherry on the sundae is.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
You go ahead. All right. Time here.
Plead your case some more. You're in front of the city council.
Here's what you've got to know about me. I didn't want this. I didn't ask for this. I'm living at my house, minding my own business. Maybe this has happened to you. Maybe this is going to happen to you. But one day you suddenly find yourself defending your property from encroaching evil. This was my chance to do that, and it didn't work out well. It didn't work out well at all. And I've been having trouble coping with it and dealing with it ever since it happened. So Don and Mike are now talking about some of the strategies
I love it.
That I hope to use within the law.
I want an invite.
Working within the law, of course.
That's exactly what I did. I want an invite. I said to him,
come over.
Is that what I said to you?
Lawn chairs?
Same thing I said. I would come over and watch
happen. We'd sit there very quietly. That would be fun.
Serve lovely beverage.
Yes, I love that.
I'm sorry that we can't share that with everybody on the radio.
I appreciate it. It's all about strategy. Yeah,
you know that you can't do that.
Right.
But boy, oh boy. When you're mad, can you be sneaky?
Right.
Yeah. Who is that good?
Well, that's you work with what you have to work with. So right. you try one thing that doesn't work, you try something else.
Right. Hold on there, Buzz. Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
That's right.
Mr. Smith gets his ass kicked.
Where's Jimmy?
Well, now
Stewart.
He has to go the other way. Now it's time for the revolution.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Buzz.
Yes.
I think you're just getting old and crotchety. In the last month, you've had an argument with the guy not paying you.
Uh-huh.
You called the homeless girl a bitch in the C word.
Right. Well, you know, the homeless lady, that there was no beef there.
You might call it getting old and crotchety, sir. Don and I call it coming into his own.
Simply expressing an opinion there.
Right. After all these years, you and I are finally rubbing off on
it. And it's been more than a month since I didn't get paid.
Just Buzz being Buzz.
That's right.
Yeah, hello. The real Buzz.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz. It's a pool, not a monastery. You're supposed to have fun in a pool, you crotchety bastard.
Oh, wow. Oh, listen to these suburban
songs. I understand that, punk. I knew that when I moved in.
Oh, dear. Well, hey, did you ever go to the pool when you were a young little lad? Did you have fun, or did you just sit there and get sunburned?
That's a valid question. Did you have a...
I think I could probably guess.
Did you have a community pool where you grew up?
I didn't really have access to a pool as a kid.
See, we had a community pool.
I grew up.
I lived in an apartment complex that had a pool, and I lived at the pool every day. I love pools.
Oh, man, you know what? When I lived at the Willow Lake Apartments in Laurel, Maryland, mm-hmm. we used to have a stripper that that tanned herself at
the
pool.
Great?
And I would come home from doing my morning show, and I would sit out, and I would eat my lunch on my little crap falling apart balcony on my one-bedroom apartment and watch her. And she had a green string bikini bottom, and that is all that she wore on the bottom. And then she had, like, this T-shirt she would fold up and put just across the top.
Right.
Like, you know, like roll it up.
I know what you mean.
And I would sit there, and it would be, during the summer, she'd be out there 3 days a week, and I'd have my tuna sandwich and just watch it. And the only time she
and
looked
then
up,
I sat and really worked it.
I would sit there, and I backed the chair up all the way so I had a good angle between the little railings on the deck, and I was right next to my super TV antenna. It was fantastic.
Good times.
Great times.
Sunnier days.
Yeah.
Hello.
It was.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Are you going to, I think I know what you're going to do.
Okay.
No fair guessing.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No, but you're gonna spoil it.
Really?
No fair guessing. I promise.
We shouldn't have a guessing game because if you know, you're gonna, you know.
After he does it,
yeah, you'll talk about it after you do it, right?
Yeah,
we'll make him tell you. Because
yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's too good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But please, no guessing.
Say somebody's gonna start premature.
No, just goodbye now.
What an ass.
Just please slow down, my friend. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'm thinking Sopranos. It sounds like an episode of Sopranos. Right?
How's it an episode of The Sopranos?
Well, there was one episode where Tony was trying to purchase a house, and the guy decided to back out of the deal, and it involved speakers and a boat sitting outside the guy's...
No, this guy's absolutely right. Remember when Tony had his Goombas sit outside that guy that was having some type of swanky party, and they just were playing, like, loud Dean Martin music and getting drunk? Yeah.
It's when Tony wanted to buy the house called White Caps.
Thank you, Ed.
No, you're right.
Not even close, though, to what Buzz is blaming.
No,
but thank you. Good call. Thanks.
All right.
That's good.
Bye. You know, seriously, something you might want to consider.
What's that?
You might have more clout if you actually paid the fee and joined the pool. They can't keep you. They can't exclude you from that, can they?
I don't think so.
They can't exclude you from joining the pool.
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, really, if you can't beat them, join them.
What would that solve, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just to me, a chance for more mayhem down the road.
But once
you get a key to get in.
Did you get to go over there and expose himself or something?
No. You just go over there and you read the bylaws and the rules and you use them to your favor.
Right.
Just sit there when you got to go to the bathroom.
Yes, exactly. You could sit there, in the whole time in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Reading the Bible.
Right.
The kids didn't
exactly. Wear something, like wear a woman's bathing suit.
It may have rules.
A one piece.
If you're covered up, it's fine.
Right.
Sensible.
The only thing they'd have a problem with is if you weren't wearing a bathing suit. You know, if you were wearing cutoffs or something. If you're wearing a perfectly legitimate bikini.
Or a tube sock.
Think of one piece.
Yeah, maybe a one piece would be just as good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys should get that that gay frequency thing and point it at the pool.
The gay bomb. We talked about
the thing that turns the soldiers gay.
Oh, congratulations, Buzz. Someone was actually listening to something that you said yesterday.
Good test.
During the news.
Thank you.
It stopped the show, but somebody was listening.
It did.
Yesterday.
That was pleasant for a moment.
Do you actually get your news from Buzz?
Hey, you guys rock.
Yep, I guess that answers the question.
I'm just trying to do a little audience research right now to find out if in some cases we might be the primary source for news for somebody.
Or find the D frequency that makes everybody crap their pants.
He's locked on
He's
that
not idea. A really good listener right now.
Yeah.
Besides Buzz, where else do you get your news from?
I don't.
See?
Yeah.
So Buzz Burbank, just to make it clear, Buzz Burbank is your source for news in Washington, D.C.
I listen to you guys only. You guys rock.
Let me just ask him again because he's not paying attention.
I don't think he's from D.C., though.
Where are you from?
Kansas.
All right, I'm going to phrase it a different way. So Buzz Burbank is your source for news in Kansas.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Wow.
What do you do for a living, sir?
Good endorsement, Buzz.
This can't end well.
We're going to tape that. We're going to turn that into a promo.
I set up concerts.
You're a concert promoter? Or you set up, you're a roadie?
Roadie.
Mm-hmm.
How old are we, sir?
I'm 28.
Oh, that's pretty good for 28.
Now listen, I think that this is a testament to Buzz.
You a roadie for a major band?
No, just local.
You have amps, though, right?
No.
Okay.
How is the Wichita rock scene?
It's pretty lame. It's not big enough to get anything around here.
That was an unfair and a cruel question.
let me see if you line up with just to give you a quick. Do you think Bush is presented in the news on this show fairly?
I don't think he should be in news at all.
That's an interesting answer.
Why should Bush not be in the news at all?
He's an idiot.
So I guess he would probably go along with our newsman.
You would agree.
There's more idiots out there to cover.
Yeah, I'm finding them, too.
More idiots out there to cover.
And, for instance, when Katrina happened, the awful storm Katrina, which fortunately did not affect Kansas, during that time,
thank God,
was the only news coverage you had on that event through Buzz?
No. I didn't pay attention to it. I'm in Kansas. I don't care about a hurricane. Yeah,
they're surrounded by wheat.
So Don's question, you would answer in the affirmative that the only way you got information about Katrina was through Buzz.
Or, hold on, I can make it as recent as last week's headlines.
Mm-hmm.
When we killed the main a-hole...
Zarqawi.
Yeah. When we killed him good and put his face on display, did you find out about that through Buzz or through another news source?
You, just now.
It's the first he's hearing of it, Don.
Wow. Well, that's official. We can use him then. Your source for news in Kansas is Buzz Burbank.
You didn't know that we had killed the guy that had a $25 million bounty on his head?
The head of Al-Qaeda?
That jerk-off that cut off that guy's head on TV, that cut off that American guy, Nick.
Along with a bunch of others.
Forget his last name. Yeah,
Nick Berg.
Guy's a freaking butcher. You didn't know that?
Didn't hear about
it. No.
You didn't see maybe...
I mean, you did not realize that we had done that until just this moment?
Just now, yep.
What do you do? I mean, you listen to the radio. Do you watch television at all?
No, play video games a lot, though.
You play video... So you don't watch, like, regular television?
Nah.
Wow. But you do listen to this show?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Thank you for that.
We're completely your source of like, reality.
For everything. Yeah.
You're F.
Yep.
You're so
I get my batteries ready, and I get my little radio.
And you listen through a battery-operated radio.
You're effed.
What do you do for a living besides roadiness? Do you do anything else?
Some lawn care.
Lawn care, so you're a landscaper.
Shocker.
Wow. You never watch the news on TV?
Struggling.
Nope.
Never, by any chance, glance at a newspaper?
No.
What's the last book you read?
Here we go. This is almost as good as talking to my brother. Can you tell us the teams that are playing in the NBA finals?
I don't watch sports.
You don't watch sports at all?
No.
Can you tell us the name of the most popular movie that's out right now? It's made by the people that made Toy Story. It's by Pixar.
Cars.
All right,
now that could be advertising. He could get that anywhere. He could get that on a lunch
all over.
Yeah.
All right. Who is Nick Lachey divorcing?
Nick Lachey, Jessica chick.
Hey, he got that from this show. That's not a
That's
question
true.
You wouldn't know the answer to. We talk about that.
Well, I set up Nick Lachey at a Riverfest, and it was just hilarious.
Here's one.
Show.
Here's one he wouldn't get. Our president just paid a visit to a country, and
not a chance,
and he did so, and it was a surprise. What country was it?
Not a chance.
I don't know.
Well, maybe
thank
a guess.
You. You want to guess?
Make a guess.
Iraq.
Very good.
Excellent.
See? But he could have gotten that from here.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's talked about that.
No, but he simply guessed. He just guessed. Who's Karl Rove?
Who's what?
Who is Karl Rove?
Sounds like a baseball player.
You're right.
No,
absolutely.
No, come on. No, guys, don't kid him. He was an original member of the Beach
don't
Boys.
Get him. Jesus. Put some
Carl.
Food in front of a dog, you say don't eat it?
He was original. He was an original.
That's right.
Founding member of the Beach Boys. Don't get me going on that. You know, they all got back together again today.
All three of them.
Yeah, but not to sing or anything, just to promote some schmucky album that they're putting out, the Beach Men.
And we'll have fun till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Take their wheelchair away.
Incidentally, what voice was that I just did?
The Beach Boys.
Yes.
I don't know who sings it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
It was the Beach Boys' voice.
Did you graduate high school?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, a bad experience for you?
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject in high school?
Lunch.
Lunch.
Now, see, Rob, you know, if you
now,
do that...
You know what? Now, Mike, that's something you do, too, though.
Right, I know.
You're a helper, too.
I know.
Okay, I withdraw the remark.
All right. Then I didn't, Don, that I shouldn't have yelled at him, and I won't do that again.
What
I'm sorry.
Was your second favorite course?
3 o'clock when we got out.
No stomping him now.
Do you have anything that you're interested in? You said you're not interested in sports or current events.
Hold on. Why was Dick Cheney in the news recently? Dick Cheney did something that was like wicked crazy recently. What did he do? It was, I mean, you really could not have missed it.
Well, I missed it.
The vice president
did a funny thing in a
no clue.
Weird way.
It involved hurting somebody else, hurting them badly.
Is he the one that shot the dude?
Yeah!
That's right.
You got it.
Well, you kind of let him into that one.
Yeah.
I was asking before your interests. You're not interested in sports or current events. What, besides video games, are you interested in anything else?
Cartoons.
Do you drink? Yeah. Do you drink?
No.
How many times a day do you work it?
How many what?
How many times a day do you sit and work it?
The video games?
No.
Oh, boy.
The human
wow.
joystick.
The joystick.
How many times a day?
Probably every 2 days.
This is kind of backwards now. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, you have a girlfriend.
Really?
And how long have you been together with your girlfriend?
Probably about 3 years.
What does she do?
She works at a liquor store.
Oh, man, you don't drink.
If only you drank.
Yeah, I'd get a discount.
Are you a young guy?
Depends on who you ask.
I think he said he's 28.
28,
yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, being around rock and roll.
Does your phone have big buttons?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. He's a roadie. Who's your favorite band?
I like Faith No More.
Faith No More.
Faith No More. I like Faith Hill, too. She's great.
Do you like drugs?
That's a good question. Do you like
I'll
drugs?
I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
I bet he likes drugs.
He does. I think he just answered your question.
Do you have long hair?
Yeah.
How long is your hair?
Goatee, tattoos, piercings.
Now we're getting a clearer picture. Well, you do have interests. You have interests in tattoos and piercings. And drugs.
A little bit.
Are you painfully thin?
And buzzes news.
Uh-huh. Are you painfully thin?
Yeah, 135 pounds.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Good call.
Soaking wet.
How tall?
6'9".
5'8".
What's your religion?
What's that?
What's your religion, friend?
My own religion, I guess.
How's your relationship with your mother and father?
My mother's like my best friend.
Okay. How about your dad?
What about Paul?
My dad, I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah. Are they divorced?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you?
About two.
Mm-hmm.
You got any other kin?
Kin folks.
No, only child.
What's the best thing about living in Kansas?
I can see the cops coming a mile away.
The land is very flat. Great answer. Yeah, that is a great answer.
A lot of trees.
What we should do is take this segment and get it right out to the sales department and just title the segment, do your advertising dollars reach the people you want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
This man is proof that Buzz Burbank is his only source for news, even with our incessant cackling.
He's part of the wall, though.
During his news presentation.
He's part of the wall.
The wall?
The wall of men.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's right.
This guy's definitely part of the wall of men.
All right,
piercing.
Well, the good news for you is about in 3 hours from now, Buzz will actually be giving you the day's events.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too.
In a way you'll enjoy.
I like this guy's laugh.
Excited?
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to while we've got you on the radio?
I'm thrilled. No, I don't really.
How about a shout out to your dealer?
My dealer?
Yeah.
What's up, Danny?
Danny. That is the greatest answer about living in Kansas that we've ever received. Yeah. You can see the cops coming a mile away. That is fantastic.
Good luck. Thank you for calling, and thank you for enjoying Buzz's news.
Yes,
and you be careful out there, tornado season.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Buzz, the most respected name in news.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and unbalanced.
This guy and his dealer listen to you.
That's great.
Danny.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye now. Come on.
Hang up.
There he goes. And there it is.
Bye!
officially, he's gone.
That's, you know, we never asked you about that. Is that the deal? You can see the cops coming a mile away?
It's very flat, and there aren't a lot of trees in southern Kansas where Wichita is. So, yeah, that's true. You can see them coming.
Well, they should build that pool there, then.
Yeah. Because there are no trees to cut down.
If you're all as yours, trees.
Can you imagine that if they build a pool in Kansas?
Surrounded by.
To be a mile away and he'd still hear those kids.
Surrounded by sound-absorbing wheat.
Lucky they don't have any when you said that. Can you imagine if they built a pool in Kansas?
Instead of they built his pool in Kansas.
Oh,
yes,
I thought you were just speaking in general like there's no pools in Kansas.
Where
are
there pools in Kansas? There have to be.
Excuse me. No below-ground pools.
Oh, there might be a couple.
Oh, God.
And some trees.
Kansas.
Baby. Yeah. All right. Well, Buzz.
Yes.
Try to keep it in your pants. You dominated the opening segment today. Congratulations.
I'm a hothead, and I've caused some kind of trouble.
You are.
Good luck. I like your game plan.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
All right, Fonzie. We got... Well, look at him with his tight T-shirt. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody. We got a crowd of people here. I don't know if they're here for Good Morning America, for Railfare 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't think it was us, Tony.
They understand the arts of the bunts. Don and Mike.
Now, Bud, I know you would never do this.
Yes.
This is at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Dear Don and Mike, I speak from experience as a springboard and platform diver who got his pool shut down for the summer by the health department. Buzz needs to be like Tony Soprano and invest in a duck farm. This is what will happen. The ducks will fly over the fence and play in the pool. The ducks will then poo-poo in the pool, and then a, quote, concerned neighbor, unquote, phones in an anonymous tip to the health department, and they shut down the pool immediately because of the black algae threat. Guaranteed to bring months of silence.
Wow. Wow, that's going to be unfortunate.
All I know is you're going to be at the top of their list, Buzz.
Yeah, I already have.
That's one of the tamer ones that we've received.
I know.
Apparently, a lot of people have issues with the local neighborhood pools.
How about reenacting the scene from Cocoon?
Which part?
You get a bunch of elderly to go swim in the pool, and
then
you put like big boulders
Buzz
in it.
Just be Buzz.
Naked.
Buzz would be like Don Amici in that movie.
Good morning. You know, all the people are arriving for the swim meet, and there you are in your naked glory swimming in the pool. Doing laps.
Yes.
Listen, last night, this was so great.
Knocked away, and the Heat survived.
And by
Wade.
There you go.
A stirring fourth quarter comeback. And the Miami Heat right back in the NBA Finals.
You are goddamn right.
How did your man do last night? And I don't want to say it's your man, I mean, because you're not even from Miami.
He made his two free throws at the end.
He did.
That's all he had to do.
Did he play a decent game otherwise?
He was okay. He had some assists. It was Dwayne Wade. This is why... Basketball's back. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that it went away, but I love it. I mean, last night...
Had a couple of tough years, right?
Yeah, but I'm really back into it. And this game last night, here's how it goes. It's back and forth, and then at one point Dallas has, I don't know, like a 17-point lead. And this is where I decide I'm going to turn off the TV downstairs, the big high def. I'm going to move it upstairs. Go to, you know, anybody that's been watching the game for a while knows at one point you go, screw it, this is about over. I just go watch the rest in bed.
Especially with a 17-point lead.
So I go upstairs, and I get in bed, and, I mean, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, goddamn, Dwayne Wade, Shaq makes two free throws. Dwayne Wade. I realize I am sitting literally 1 inch away from the TV screen in my room.
You're sitting up on the end of the bed?
Miami, I think, scored 22 points in a row. Some incredible... Wow. I mean,
22 unanswered points?
Or it was like 22-6 or something. It was like,
Jesus.
Maybe the most incredible run that I've seen for a long... I mean, I've not been this excited about the NBA since Michael Jordan played.
Well, wow. Because Miami was playing like they were completely overmatched, right? Yeah, I mean, they weren't even going to be in it.
It was really Dwayne Wade.
What is the series
Dwayne Wade?
Now? What's the score of the series now?
It's 2-1 Miami. 2-1 2-1 Dallas.
2-1 Dallas.
They play tomorrow night back down in Miami. Goddamn. And, of course, because they won, mm-hmm. after the game, Shaq Daddy did speak.
Well, you know, Pat just told us to, you know, stop making silly mistakes and, you know, just, you know, hang in there and, you know, just tighten that defense up a little bit. And that's what we did. You know, we had a 9-10-point lead in the second and third quarter. And, you know, we just, you know, basically...
See, it's so boring when he talks about the game.
Silly plays. And, you
know, I like it, but no one asked him, like, his question, any questions about, like, his big, gigantic watch he was wearing.
7 minutes, I mean, you know, we played,
Okay, Shaq. You know how all of your pro athletes now, when you see them on the show,
right.
The bling now is seriously watches that are, the face of the watch is as big as like a mason jar lid.
Right, but, that's they're very popular.
Shaq had like two of these things on.
You know, if you had a voice analysis meter or something like they use on CSI, you know, when they're trying to identify, if you wanted to check the tone of Shaq's voice, you would not hear any difference in the tone from the whatever he's saying.
Probably
everything
not.
He says is going to like that, the exact same thing. That doesn't even make any...
There's literally
right.
no inflection in his voice at all. I mean, that's his style.
Right.
Whether he's happy, whether he's saying something funny, whether he's angry.
It doesn't matter. It's always just like this going along without anything like that. Without...
You really could just...
You
just
can't tell. It was just great. It was great and unexpectedly great. Was like, you, everybody knows that you're watching something. You go, oh crap! The team I like is gonna get killed. Well, all right, I'll go upstairs. And then all of a sudden, oh my freaking god! And I was just thinking, who can I call?
Don't call me.
Yeah, I thought you. What am I gonna do? Call you?
I was watching the Three Stooges last night.
Yeah, I keep forgetting your wife and kids are out of town.
Right.
You know, I'm not gonna call Rob up and say, oh my god, look at this! Look at Miami has come back.
Right. He'd be watching Dobie Gillis or something like that. The box set of Dobie Gillis.
Anyway, if you get a chance, watch it.
You can always call me during the basketball game. I mean, how long have I... You know, when I brought you to the game, when I brought you into the game, because before you were a basketball fan, you know, I used to tell you about the great moments of my childhood, you know, watching the great basketball contests, you know, back when Dr. Naismith invented the game in Springfield, Massachusetts, merely a half an hour from my hometown where I grew up. Yeah, it's true. They used a peach basket in the early days.
That's right. Yeah, I also heard that George Washington chopped down a cherry tree and threw some goddamn coin across the river.
And, you know, after the peach baskets, where he brought them to the college,
right.
and they shot a ball into the peach baskets, between that time and today with the Miami Heat, it's kind of a black hole for me.
It's a blur.
I really don't know much about basketball.
As long as we're talking about history, Lincoln was a faggot.
They think so.
Now, where did
you
hear that?
Actually, there is a theory to that.
Well, isn't there a theory that every president had
documented
that going, you know?
That is documented that Lincoln was a fag.
And not as fascinating, I think, as the fact that Lincoln had a high nasally voice.
A whiny voice, yeah, very high pitch.
And I'm only...
what are you doing in this kitchen?
I am only...
Excuse me, you're naked and you're going to have sex with this underage person.
Chris Hansen is Abe Lincoln.
I'm Chris Hansen. Join me for Abe, the miniseries.
Excuse me, I'm enjoying this play.
Mary Todd, would you pass me my Diet Coke, please?
Who the frig are you?
Boom! Oh, dear.
Ow!
Oh, my. Man, I knew if they had named it Chevy Theater, things would be fine.
God, I love...
Who needs the mustache when you can just have the beard? Oh, will this wart ever go away?
I'm trying to think of...
Hold on. You bet your ass I'm tall.
Who was a contemporary of Honest Abe at the time? Who took over?
Ulysses, please don't vomit upstairs.
That's what I'm trying to look at. Tell Ulysses... I always wanted him.
Oh, that picture of Robert E. Lee. I know he fights for the other side, but boy, would I like to take a crack at him. I've always wanted to lay. I wanted to lay with Andrew Johnson.
Don't touch me, Mary.
Just fantasizing about laying with Aaron Burr. Fantastico.
Don't touch me, you bitch. You made me go to this place.
Why do you think they call it my log cabin?
Honest, my ass. I've been in a closet. I freed the slaves, yet I can't say I love to SD.
I know I'm not the most attractive man you've ever seen, but someday I'm going to be on the penny.
Never mind my hat. I'll show you another stove fight.
Why did I turn down that booth fellow? Damn, it's tough being me, ain't we, Ken?
I should have stayed home and watched the DVD. No, the bitch has got the beard, has got to go to the play.
I hate the theater anyway. I don't care how close it is to the White House. Dear, do we have to go?
Oh.
Well, in the words of Siskel and Ebert, the balcony is closed.
You know, it's something else go. When you're riffing on Abe Lincoln.
It's hard to...
Jesus.
Now, let's continue this gay motif. Step up, please, boy.
Yes.
Mike, to protect the identity of anyone who might be a sponsor on our show...
Very good idea.
Be it their color of the company, red or blue and yellow, or yellow and blue, or yellow and red and blue...
Any color.
It simply is a large electronic store. Rob just... throws this down before the show today.
Yeah, as a throwaway, like we're just going to listen to his story and move by it and not want to hear it on the air.
Didn't think it was that big a deal.
He, of course, he's just talking about something he's buying or returning or something. He says, so anyway, I went into the establishment and this guy hit on me.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
hold on a second. Now, you're pretty sure. I want to hear more about this because really, you know, not that you're not a fine-looking gentleman, but you're not the man that I would picture getting hit on. I really wouldn't see a...
Well, you know, Cheryl always told me I'd make a fine-looking lesbian. So
oh, really?
I think that's where I sort of stand that way.
Now, tell us about a guy hit... That your words,
right.
A guy hit on you.
Now, you're in this electronics store just taking care of business.
And I was... No.
Yeah.
You know.
I was looking for a particular product, the new Beatles box set, and I couldn't find it.
Okay. You weren't looking for the John Waters collection?
No, I wasn't. I was not looking for that or the new Liza LP.
Have you any Hairspray DVDs?
And so I go in, and I can't find it, and I go to the employee.
Yes.
And he got his back to me, and I said, excuse me, and he turns around, yes? And I mean, right away.
You fancy him...
he's a fag.
Openly gay.
He is both swishy and fay. So I say, do you know where the new Beatles box set is? And he says... Let's see. And he finds it and he hands it to me. No, I take that back. He holds it up and he says, did you hear that show this morning on NPR? And I said, no. He says, I forget the name of it, but they were doing things with this record that was wonderful. They were playing the left channel and the right channel. They had the producer on.
And that were wonderful or that was wonderful?
I don't know.
Was he a grammatically incorrect gay man?
Yes, he was a stupid gay man.
Is it possible? I mean, at this point, do you think he's picking you up? Maybe he's just a nerd like you that likes all of these obscure goddamn facts.
Maybe, but I said, no, I did not hear that. That sounds fascinating. Thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm. Now, when did he kiss you?
And wait. I go looking for something else. He comes up behind me.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, and he says, are you finding everything you need? And I said,
this is after the initial contact.
I broke contact with him another department. And I said, yes, I'm fine. Thank you so much. And we break away again. And before I'm leaving, he calls to me from some distance away. He says, it's called All Things Considered. Because that's the show on NPR. So three times.
Do you think there's any possibility that he knew you from the radio? Because I've certainly gone to cocktail parties where people will not want to come up and say they know me from the radio, but they want to say NPR. Don's gotten that too.
I think he's just some gay guy that shares your love of the Beatles.
Making
could be, but it just seemed weird.
Do you think he's being tremendously homophobic?
I think it is a side of his brain that, you know, I mean, you tell me how you translate it. I hear it as a guy who... If I was telling a story, just say there's a guy who wouldn't leave me alone. He was one of these guys in the store, like, is a pest. I wouldn't think he was coming on to me.
Rob, did he undress you with his eyes?
He didn't have to. I was already shirtless. No,
if I may, why doesn't somebody give me a moment just to explain what I believe is the source of Rob's anger?
Okay.
All anger or just this anger?
All your anger.
Okay.
I believe that Rob, this is a complete reversal. Rob would never let it happen, and it would never happen, but I believe that at his core, deep down inside of Rob Spiewak, he wanted this man to hit on him.
You think?
Mike,
yes.
That's what I was... Thank you. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's the two halves of the brain working together.
Yep. That, I thought you might be going that way.
Mike did finish the thought that I had. Mm-hmm. The beginning was that, yes, anyone else would probably react like, oh, what a pain in the ass. Or even if you're like us, you know, God, you know, can that homo just shut the frig up, please? But it wouldn't be coming on to me unless there was a part of your brain. And incidentally, you must admit to yourself, as we all have right now as we're thinking about it, for at least a nanosecond, maybe not even enough time for us to grasp because we are such little brains, we have all visualized you now performing a homosexual act on a strange-looking man.
Have you?
In Best Buy.
Could you describe it?
Wherever it was.
Well, it wasn't that one.
No, it really wasn't.
It wasn't. Anyway, it flashes by.
I think it's amazing that in any electronic store, of the big ones,
and
you would get that kind of service, that kind of exciting attention.
If it flew by my mind that quickly, and God knows things fly in and out of there all the time, it must have nested in yours.
Well, as a common target.
Formed like a TV movie inside
your
head.
That's a good word, Don. Nested. That is a very good word.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe a lot of gay people find me attractive, and I'm just overly sensitive.
Could you describe the man?
I don't remember what he looks like.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie. When did this happen?
8 weeks ago? I don't know.
8 weeks ago. Look at him sprinting away from this.
And you didn't think to mention it? I mean, with all of the other...
I think I did.
Insignificant crap you tell us?
I think I did, because I came in and I showed you the Beatles...
when you exchanged the box set, was there any contact, finger contact at all? Did your hands briefly touch?
Just brief. No.
I will share. You know what? I'm comfortable with sharing a gay moment I had recently. It was on the streets of New York City.
Yes.
I was walking along with my best pal, and on two, maybe even three separate occasions, our hands touched. Inadvertently. And I don't think it was an accident. I think we both wanted it to happen.
There are no accidents.
Was it a brush? Was it a grab?
It was the third time I grabbed his hand.
The third time, and we remember the third time.
It was
just noticeable. It's like, Jesus.
It was a good trip.
Can we get away? I mean, can we not stand so close to each other? No, that's what we're both thinking. We're walking in rush hour traffic.
You know, it's the streets of New York.
Was it a pursuit? Was one of you pursuing me?
No, I think it happened, just quite naturally.
Let's focus this back on you, though, Vito.
Yes.
All right.
You wanted this to happen.
Maybe, you think?
Yeah. Or you wanted him to, you know, maybe be more...
It's always nice to be wanted.
Sure.
Did you imagine that you'd be the pitcher or the catcher?
I didn't go that far at all.
Well, go that far.
Was he attractive?
I don't remember him as being attractive. I can swear on my kids.
Now, the fact that he's continuing to deny is what's really starting to frighten me.
I can swear on my kids. I don't remember what he looks like.
Let me give you a little primer.
I believe you've blocked it out.
I'm in touch with my homosexual side. I've accepted it. We have said for years on this show that between 5% and maybe 15% on a good day.
Sure.
Ask me the same question. Say, was he attractive?
Was he attractive?
He was gorgeous. That's the way you answer that question.
Right.
The more you deny, the more I'm getting concerned.
Okay, he was gorgeous then.
Well, now you're lying.
True enough.
Now you're lying.
Well, was he a younger or older man?
I guess he was about my age.
Ah.
Seasoned.
It's a match.
Seasoned.
Not a child, not an oldster. Right in the perfect demo.
Not a boy, not yet a man.
Not a boy.
Yet like you. That is rough. Now we gotta wait, a few months before Dude Walker does that again? Not a boy, not yet a man.
Did he have facial hair? Do you remember that?
I don't remember him as having facial hair, no.
You don't remember anything about him at all?
Was
his hair close cropped?
I think he had curls.
Of course he did.
Long shoulder length curls.
And you think because he was
shoulder length golden curls.
In your opinion, overly attentive, he was coming on to you.
Well, he came to me three times.
But was there a spark? Did you sense something?
And incidentally, to and on are two different words. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I guess you're right. I think he
wanted
a spark.
Thank you for getting that one. Because you can't revisit that one if nobody gets it.
Buzz, I think he wanted a spark.
Okay.
You think he wanted a what?
A spark.
Based on the sheer attention you got, I think there was something there. I think there's something to your story. Because the fact is, I mean, how often do you go in those stores stand around for 3 hours and nobody even walks up to you?
Exactly.
You're very lucky, really.
You big palooka. What do you think it is about you that turned him on?
Probably my muscles.
I'm going to ask a serious question. I'm going to ask a serious, serious question, and I want everybody to answer it seriously, and I mean this, because I have a serious answer to it and an honest answer.
Yes.
Has anybody in their memory ever legitimately been hit on by a guy?
Negative.
Buzz?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I can say yes. I know exactly where it was, too. Then Joe's raising his hand.
Hi, Joe. Avenue.
Yep.
I was one time, I think I was once mistaken as a couple with my father. Did
really?
That count?
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you did tell that story on the air.
They sat us in the in a swishy restaurant.
And
the restaurant.
Now listen, and you guys were in a picture window, right?
Put
right
us
up
at
front?
The front window.
Oh, nice.
And my father says, you know what's happened here? And I said, what? They've pictured us as a May-December romance, and they want to show it off. And I said, ew. But yeah, I don't think I've ever been hit on it.
I was in a bar. I don't remember the name of it, but I know that it was a bar that kind of went both ways.
Mm-hmm.
We had men and women in the bar, and I remember this. This probably doesn't count as a hit on, but I will never forget the look where it was across the bar, and a guy looked at me, and I got the, in Napoleon Dynamite,
the eyebrows that
his brother gives.
Right.
I got the eyebrows. I mean, unmistakable eye to eye contact, and. And of course I responded in kind. No, I didn't. No. But I do remember that vividly. I remember that very
vividly. Let's go to Harry Hedonism. Harry.
Yes, hi.
Harry, when did a man come on to you?
It was actually a group of men in Chicago on the street.
Of course.
Of course, he trumps me.
And one of them, several, I don't know, whistled and said, I guess, what you'd call flattering things.
You know what? Did he just blow me out of the water, so to speak?
Yeah, so to speak. Hold on. A wild card.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Let's go to Slow Joe.
Slow Joe?
Joe.
Yes.
Well, when did a gay guy hit on you?
Oh, God, it was years ago in Georgetown, back when I was probably 18 or 19 years old.
Really?
Some older college.
Sexy young Joe.
Right. Yeah. With my mullet.
So what happened? I'm sorry,
older college guy came up to me at, it was Annie Oakley's. Remember that joint?
I do indeed.
Yep.
I remember when that opened.
They used to have pool tables and stuff, and
uh-huh.
Me and my buddies
used to have to go upstairs to it.
Me and my buddies were shooting pool, and this guy is an older college student, I would say, was shooting pool by himself, and
I bet he was.
He comes, he's giving me that look, and then he comes up and goes, I'm over here playing all alone,
Joe.
And I was like, yeah, you sure are.
Okay, so and you were it was pretty obvious,
without a doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But
I'd corroborate Mr. Artinger and say that my experience too happened in Georgetown, which
probably.
Was,
Buzz, did you have you probably had the most direct, right? I mean, did guys say what they wanted to do to you?
They didn't get terribly graphic because we were on a public street.
What did they say?
I don't remember. It's been a long time ago now, but they were just like, hey.
You want me to? I know what they said.
Okay,
look at that ass.
Hey, that's a tight shirt.
Might have been something like that. I don't know.
It's what Al Pacino says. Only not she's, he's.
He's got a great ass. Great ass. And you got your head
so
all the way up it.
It's so refreshing when we have these open dialects.
Yes, it is.
Rob, you have to really embrace it a little bit more.
I feel like I've let everybody down. Really, to the best of my knowledge, I've never had a gay guy hit on me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm surprised with all the cities you've been in.
So sorry.
Let's wait. Well, maybe Joe will call in. Homo Joe.
Perhaps you've never, picked up on the subtle clues that Buzz and I are so sensitive to.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps in your inability to believe that it could happen, you haven't recognized what are very direct overtures.
Well, there was one time with Ken Stevens.
Yeah. That was everybody,
though. I knew it.
Yeah.
That was everybody that was here.
But I knew.
Sweet
because...
Ken.
As soon as he
Did you say Sweet Ken?
Sweet Ken.
As soon as he kissed me, I said, you taste like Mike.
Damn you.
And that was the end of it.
Damn you for revealing my secrets.
He said, shut up.
How I got the gig. How I got the gig. The casting couch by Mike.
Shut up, bitch.
Wow.
Shut up.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Rob, would you go back to that store?
I have since then.
Wow, very
sure.
Good. Of course you would.
And when I'm done with you... Send Earl Merton in.
There you go.
Ken Stevens was insatiable.
GEM.
No one could satisfy that appetite from Ken Stevens. My God. No. Oh, the moments we had.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, yeah, we got to do this. Let me just say, though, that we will be doing gay stuff on the show today with Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Don and Mike, this is Cheryl the Big Dyke, and on my way over to the Dyke March, I stopped at another gay event, and they're playing Cher music. Go figure.
She's at the Gay Pride Parade.
Yes, I love Cheryl.
Our correspondent, Cheryl the Big Dyke. I guess that's the end of cut number one.
That's the opening.
We'll start to hear this as we get into the show here.
Hi, Brett. Volupalooza, and it's a fundraiser for a gay organization called the Burgundy Crescent Volunteers. Is everyone excited for Gay Pride Weekend?
Woo! Yes, we are.
Doesn't he sound gay? Are you ready for gay?
A fag!
Don and Mike, I'm interviewing a fag right now. And now I'm going to interview a dyke.
Hi, Don and Mike. Love the show.
Bye. See you later.
All right. That's the way to do it, Cheryl. Right to the point.
A lot of good stuff with Cheryl.
Yeah.
As long as we were on the... whose homophone is ringing?
It's my homophone.
Ah.
Homophone.
The electronic store calling. You know where mine is?
Between two pillows.
It's where I kept it since that day I stopped the show. No, it's in my car. I'm very proud of that. So I'm like, because I disrupted the show like 3 times in a row.
Well, don't worry about it, Mike. You know who loves homos?
Who's that?
The people at Head On.
They love everybody, Don. It's time for a Don and Mike billboard.
This portion of the show brought to you by Head On.
Uh-huh.
Head On products available without a prescription to retailers nationwide. Be sure to try Head On today. Today.
There you go.
Another satisfied customer.
That's right.
So when we break, it will not be the Cheryl the Big Dyke tapes when we come back.
No?
Hold on a second. This is a guy we just may tear into. Let me just say, we will either tear into him or we'll immediately fall in love with him.
Huh? Oh, really?
He's one of these creeps with a website.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he's particularly... creepy slash maybe entertaining slash maybe talented, but it also has the potential just to go straight to hell.
Fantastic. I always like it when there's that uncertainty.
Let's roll the dice.
Was that the kazoo guy?
Yeah, we got to work it out, so we should break.
Okay. Anyway, yes, he's very, very into kazoos.
We got to work it out. Don't people say that to you all the time, Russ?
And then I sat and really worked it.
and our best to Jerry.
Oh. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Best to Jerry, yeah.
We'll, of course, have on-the-scene coverage of the recovery of Jerry Lewis.
Absolutely.
God knows we're ready with the tribute, you know, but I don't think he's ready to check out yet.
Okay.
I don't think God needs a telephone host yet.
Yeah,
I really think he's going to be okay.
Let's go easy on him, okay, fellas? Okay? So somebody in this room can identify with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wasn't too long ago when I was flying back from San Francisco when I had my big one. Remember?
You had a Hispanic attack. You didn't have a heart attack.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
You weren't on a plane.
Oh, that's right. I was.
You were here in the studio.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were having a heart attack.
Okay, keep picking on me and I'll have another one. Jesus.
Okay.
I love Jerry. I love that man.
Take your pill.
I do. No, I'm working pill-free today.
Come on.
Take it.
No.
Take it.
You want me to take one?
No. No, I don't want you to take one.
I got three in my pocket. I keep them with me at all times.
Wow, three.
Yeah, I never use them, but I keep three. You never know. Not to eat at once.
No.
Just enough to get you by.
just during the 4 hours that you're here doing the show?
Yeah.
A pill an hour?
No. I mean, I've never done that before. But, I mean, I have them handy.
Times like these.
I have them handy
up.
Like when the spotlight is on me in ways I don't like. That's when I have them handy.
Your dependency on these new pills.
Yeah, but the thing is, it doesn't happen when the spotlight's on me. When the spotlight's on me like it is now,
yeah, I know.
There's just no panic. It's like when someone else is talking that I get all agitated.
The spotlight's better than pills.
It is. Uh-huh. It is, Rob.
Yeah.
The theater. And the applause. That's the greatest. That's the greatest medicine.
If we could say the F word, I'd say it right now.
I know you would.
F you.
Thank you.
Okay, the kazoo.
Yes.
The kazoo idiot.
See if I ever hold your hand in New York again.
Mike, let me just end this by saying, I treat people the way that I wish people would treat me.
And I have been mentored by you for years in that way. And that's why I do the same thing each and every day. Are we having a last word contest now?
I guess we are.
I guess we are.
Because I'll turn it right around and say, hold on, wait a second.
Really? I will turn it right around. No, I'm not. I'm shutting up now. I'm going to be quiet.
Don't I?
I don't want to have another one of my thingies, you know, so I'm just going to keep quiet.
Gotcha. Three pills. I mean, what are you expecting? Earth-shattering news?
That's from 8 o'clock in the morning through midnight, you know, or whenever my day ends, I just have them with me. That's it. That's my allotment for the day.
Just in case, you know.
And then you're done eating for the day.
But I don't normally touch them. They're just there. A lot of people do that. And I'm being very honest about it. I'm being very open and honest about it, which is something I've thought about, whether I should do that or not. Because that in and of itself, here I go. You know me. I'll get on this subject and I'll keep rambling because I know we have to go to break. And now Don's being silent. I could talk for hours. You know what? The Red Sox game last night. Yeah.
Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show.
Now Regis has got three balls. Regis. Balls can Regis get all carry. He's got three balls and Shannon Sharp. You know, these athletes, they want to test Regis. They want to see how good he is.
Well, especially now that you have all the balls.
Right. Shannon Sharp, who's a big guy, boom, let's go. Actually, it wasn't that hard, but I had my arms were full of balls. Anyway, I reached up. Four ball Regis, right there. Four. Thank you.
Are we still on the air? Well, that's impressive, and I'm glad that you had that experience last night.
Made me feel like a real man. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike,
the
champion carpet bombers, Don and Mike.
Thank you, dude. Hi. Okay, it's a time for a little feature. Oops, turn that down. We don't want to hear that. Have that yet. The super special theme.
I didn't even hear it.
We believe that this guy could be an internet star of tomorrow today.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, are you on the website right
I'm
now?
I'm there and ready.
Okay. Here's the setup before we talk to Kiernan.
Kieran Bowman.
Kieran?
Yes, it is. It's Kieran, unfortunately. Maybe they can vote to change that.
The password is self-esteem.
Now, this is a guy that lives in New Jersey. He's 35. He's a kazoo player. And he's got a website. And for the next, is it 6 months, Kevin?
Yes,
Kieran, I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I actually prefer Kevin. Yes, for the next 6 months, I'm going to be in here. Absolutely.
He's going to allow people on the internet to make every decision for him, including what he's going to eat, who he sees, and what he watches on TV.
Wow.
And what I wear is, because this outfit I have on now certainly isn't my choice.
So, Kieran, this is going on right now?
This is happening. We're actually live, what do you call this, streaming? We're live streaming while I'm speaking to you.
All right, you're streaming, so did somebody approve this interview for you?
Is somebody approved of it? Well,
somebody that's on your website approve this interview if you're letting everybody make your decision.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, they have approved of this. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure, but and I can't verify this, but for all I know, they even took votes on whether I could do this or not.
Wow. Now, let me see. When we were finding out about you.
Yes.
You have phobias. You're a world-class kazoo player, but you have no money.
You've never earned more than $5,000 in a year?
Yeah, you know what? You'd be surprised at the lack of gigs that a professional kazoo player can get. I mean, nothing of the lack of.
Did you mention the most important thing, Don?
What's that? About living with mommy.
Yeah, he lives with his parents.
Yeah,
Absolutely. I do, and I can't really say I get along with them that great. You know, by the way, the kazoo thing, people actually pay me more money, like to get off the stage and not play.
Who's in the room with you, Kieran?
Right now in the room with me, I have Zach, and he's what is your official title? It changes by the day. Anyway, I have Zach with me. He's sort of like a
lover,
an assistant. What's that?
Lover?
No, absolutely not. Like, even
son,
if it was, we wouldn't discuss that.
See, son, what's son, going? Son, do you like girls?
Do I? Yeah. I'm absolutely terrified of them, but I love women.
You're not a virgin, are you?
No, I'm not. I've had a couple of experiences, but they've always been sort of I don't know, traumatic. You know. The crazy thing is when I see a beautiful woman, I'm really more interested in like, I don't know, cuddling, having her stroke my hair, having nice conversations.
It's so funny to watch this guy. You really have to, excuse me for a second there, Kieran. You have to go to Our Prisoner, O-U-R, Prisoner, PRISONER.com,
right.
Because you're going to be able to see him sitting on the couch talking to us, and you can see him nervously tapping his foot.
Yeah, the foot is going a mile. Are you a nervous guy by nature, Kieran?
I don't really know if I'm yeah, I guess I am. Yeah, I'm a tad nervous.
Now, how much do you want to get from people who, for instance, tell you, let's say I got together with my friends tonight, we want to say, have a double cheese pizza with anchovies on it, and we voted on that. How much do you expect to make over 6 months with people voting on every decision?
What would I expect to?
How much do you expect to make with people just voting on? Oh, and hold on, even more important.
Yeah.
Do you allow people to vote on like when you're going to go to the bathroom?
No, you know what? There are a couple things that are untainted that don't really involve voting.
Oh Jesus, Kieran! I just noticed you're a ponytail wearer, aren't you?
But yeah, absolutely. Yes, I have a long ponytail.
Yeah,
I do, and that's going to be removed. I think on the show they're going to vote that out. My logical functions aren't controlled at all by voting, and I see a psychologist a couple times a week, and that's going to be
shocker. So, pure. So how do you get money out of this?
How do I get money out? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question before. At the end of this, if I go the duration, if I make the 6 months, I'm going to be rewarded a prize package, which, you know, at the end of the day is worth about half a mil.
That's not bad.
Wow. And who's behind that? Who's putting up the money for you here?
The people putting up the money.
God damn, you're a nervous Nelly.
Yeah, but no, he's behind us. You'll notice if you can see it closely. There's a slight delay.
Yeah, there is, but yeah. Still you're nervous.
We just watched the question about the ponytail.
You just caught up with the ponytail situation. Yep. Yeah. I should move twice as fast, and then that would probably. I don't know.
But who's putting up the?
Here's the thing. The parent company is BigString.com recallable email, and they're the one that's putting up the money for it. And that's they do recallable email, which is really one of the things that led to the birth of the show.
So, Kieran, one of the first things, you can't leave your house, correct, for the next 6 months if you do this thing?
I cannot leave my house. A matter of fact, I'm getting so used to being here that I almost just walked out the door like about a half hour ago. So I put little signs up on the doors reminding me, don't walk outdoor.
What if I wanted to make sure that tonight you watched the George Lopez show, which might be on your viewing schedule anyway? How many friends would it take to influence you? How many votes would you have to get saying, watch George Lopez, for you to actually do it? How does a command go from being a request to being a command?
Yeah, well, catch a piece of this. Here's what they do. They they actually have categories. So let's say there's like seven or eight choices. I don't know. I'm not able to view the site myself. But there's actually categories that people can vote from. I think there's an online suggestion box where people can, you know, if they have an idea for a vote, they can put it up, and that can possibly happen. But as far as
what... How does the information... I don't mean to interrupt you, Kieran. How does the information get to you? How do you receive your marching orders on this website? Take us through that.
My marching orders from various staff members, various people on the show. Darren Myman, who is the CEO of the company, is sort of the resident warden. So he usually comes in, or it seems like that's the pattern they're going to establish here. He's going to come in, I think, with my
daily schedule, and that's going to have all the things on it that have been voted and what I have to do, what I have to wear. He's going to give me a list of what I have to eat for lunch, if I'm preparing it, if someone else is preparing it, who's going to come over to visit, who can't.
You've got
to
get involved in this. Yeah.
I get my marching orders from him. He's basically the warden.
The guy who's sitting to your right.
Yes, Zach. Good friend.
Zach, good friend.
Yes.
Does he get laid a lot?
You know what? I personally don't understand it, but I respect it. The man is absolutely unbelievably incredible with women. He seems to have a magnetism, something that's eluded me, and he seems to enjoy the company of some just mind-blowingly beautiful women.
Karen, are you hoping
yeah,
to get any dates out of this? And if someone wanted to see you with a woman, obviously this is not a sex site, but if somebody wanted to, like, have you go on a date, could that be arranged through this website?
Oh, absolutely. There are women that can apply to come on the show and date me through the
website. Come on the show. What if we wanted...
But I can't imagine a woman wanting to date me. I would be amazed if a woman wanted to. What?
What if we sent you a PG-13 rated striptease show, something that you could put on the web that would have no effect... I mean, you wouldn't, you know, no nip slip. But
like a dancer who wanted to give you a lap dance, like with a bikini on.
I personally don't think I would survive such an ordeal.
But it could happen.
To talk to a woman who's fully clothed, but one who's gyrating and being sexy and that inviting, I really think I would probably, they would need to get oxygen in here. But to answer your question more directly, if you did that, I think that person would probably be very politely stopped at the door, and then there would be a discussion as to whether or not they would let her in. They'd probably put it up. They have things called instant votes, which are things that happen on the spur of the moment, and the internet can instantly vote whether something can happen.
Could you, listen.
So we don't ruin spontaneity.
I know we're all over the place. Could you play your kazoo for us?
No, I'd be happy to.
Very very nice.
Thank you.
Would you mind if I'll play a little St. James Infirmary Blues?
That would be delightful. And okay. Buzz has informed us that there is a 44-second delay between what we hear Kieran say and the video that we're looking at. So, you know, we're going to see him play the kazoo.
But we'll have to wait 45 seconds
to see it. Yeah, but we can hear it right away.
No, okay, well, you'll enjoy it until the sound catches up with you. Okay, here we go.
Hard to believe this guy's living with his parents.
Very nice.
And living on a website.
Yeah,
so
I can't give you like a bluesy version of it.
Hold on. You know what? Right now the delay is catching up.
Uh-huh. And we're
right
just
now,
watching you play it. Now.
Right now we're watching your friend hold the telephone. Hold on. Or he looks like he wants to hold the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. They got the sound first, so now they're getting the good part. The sound already hit you.
Good news is that for the Don and Mike listener, there's only a 14-second delay.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Those are our computers here, right?
Right. So is he playing it yet, or is the screen?
Actually, if the viewers are if they send $10, there'll be no delay for them.
That's worth it.
Ah, yeah. You see what's happening, Buzz? Is that it's freezing up now?
He's buffering
computer,
a little, right?
We're getting a lot of hits there.
Man, he's funky when he plays that thing, though. Karen, you love the kazoo, I guess.
I absolutely do, and I think that I think in the hands of a child, it's a toy, but in the hands of a musician or someone who has great musical skill, and
sure.
I do my own kazoo, it becomes an instrument.
You are one in a million, Karen. I think we like you.
Who is the celebrity you'd most like to have sex with?
That I'd most like, you know what? If I could establish some type of relationship with the celebrity so that I knew that there actually was some emotional investment in from their part,
yes.
I know this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but there's two. I would have to say Lori Holden. Probably no one even knows who I'm talking about.
No,
she's like blonde woman on X-Files.
Oh.
And the other one would be Barbara Rosine, who's a great old time jazz singer. She's like a blonde.
She's out
great.
There.
Nice.
Hey, blonde. Kieran,
Jesse James.
When it comes to like daytime nights, do you have like a morning outfit, a nighttime outfit? Do people actually tell you what time you can go to bed?
people not only tell me what time I can go to bed, but they tell me what I have to wear to bed, and they tell me what time I have to wake up in the morning and how I'm going to be woken up. I used to just stick the cell phone under my pillow, and it would vibrate the pillow, and that woke me up. But my cell phone, my wallet, my keys, anything that identified me as an individual were confiscated before I was imprisoned. So
what's the earliest
they're going to choose alarms and different ways to wake me up.
What's the earliest you've had to get up while you've been doing this?
Well, you know what? This is actually my first day.
Oh, good. We got you on the first day.
I had to be up for a TV crew today, huh? So I woke up today at 4:30.
Wow.
I'm hoping that they don't have me get up much earlier.
It's going to be tough for him when the newness wears off a little bit, after a couple of weeks, and then you get into the full six months.
Oh, the newness. I'm sorry, you said the nudeness.
No, the newness. Yeah. I guess there won't be any nudity on the website.
What are the odds, not that I'm thinking about nudity in this regard, but what are the odds of getting your mom on the show?
I think my mother's coming down on Saturday. No connection whatsoever.
Coming down, what, from upstairs?
No. My mother, I don't know if that's down or up or sideways, but my folks who live in Pennsylvania right now are going to be visiting this Saturday, and I'm going to be having dinner with them, and people are going to get a chance to watch me argue.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you lived with your parents.
No, I live with my parents, but because I've moved here now into this house, which has been procured especially for the show,
this is
the first time I've actually moved out of their home.
This is seriously the first time you have ever lived on your own, and it's on the internet?
This is the first time I've lived on my own. It's on the internet.
35 years old. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, actually. So
how about that intercourse? You can't beat intercourse, can you?
I don't even remember what it's like. The most I enjoy is like verbal intercourse.
When was the last time you got some there, Karen?
I would have to say, I guess it was about... It was about 2 years ago, I guess, and it was with someone who I guess turned out to be schizophrenic, and it was only once because for some reason the second time around I couldn't perform, and I'm talking about my kazoo.
You know what? I like the fact that you're answering all the questions, Kieran. I really do.
Well, I think that perhaps over the next 6 months we can chronicle your breakdown together if you don't mind.
I think we really have to keep track of you, Karen. Would that be all right?
Oh, I'd love for someone to hold my hand while I slowly fall apart. That would be great.
That's great.
I guarantee you're going to get a lot of hits. Well, put your link on our website. It's www.ourprisoner.com. So watch Karen and watch his friend and watch the therapist and watch his mom. And
especially watch the therapist, yes.
Yeah, you're a very nice guy, Karen. You're a little uptight, but you're a nice guy, and I think you're going to make it. Well, it sounds like you're going to pay off at the end of this thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping to emerge like, you know, a new improved Karen.
So if we were to attempt to send you a tasteful exotic dancer, that would be okay with you, you think?
You know what? It's really not. I appreciate it and I do welcome it. I'm not sure I would actually survive the experience.
Well, that doesn't, Karen, because you're a prisoner. It really depends on the people that are going to be on the website.
Probably what they would do is they would see her and most likely they would put it to the internet as what they call a quick vote.
Yeah,
and
that's
they'd say,
fine.
Should we let her into the house?
Yeah. We're going to send her along to you. We're going to send one to you.
They'd let her in. Trust me.
See, he wants her. He does.
Well, you know, if you're going to do that, you know, my preference is blonde, but you know.
Right. Attaboy, Karen.
All right,
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. We'll set something up with you. Maybe for one day next week, we can arrange to have one of our girls down there.
Good luck.
Dear Lord, I better get Zach because he handles all the scheduling. I'm no good with that.
Yeah, put Zach on the phone.
Get one of our show whores down.
Do you seriously want me to put him on? Are you like completely serious?
No, we are being totally serious. We will send you a woman, Karen.
Zachariah?
Zachariah.
Yeah.
Hold on. You can talk to our producer, Robbie, okay? Good talking to
you. Thank you, Karen.
We're not kidding.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
We're serious as cancer. We'll talk to you hopefully maybe next week. Maybe next Wednesday we can talk to you and get a girl there for you.
Sooner the better. But like I said, I may have a heart attack. I don't know.
No, all right, there.
Hold on for Robbie, please.
I believe he's legit.
Oh,
you really do.
Yeah. You should probably call Richard, the limo driver in New York. Or somebody.
Get a car up there?
Yeah. Call somebody up there.
Where, you know, get some. Where is this house? This is it in New York City?
It's in Red Bank, New Jersey.
It's in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah. Just we can go through the channels, get a local hoe.
Yeah.
Just send her. Sure, they got hoes in Red Bank.
Send her up next Wednesday during the show. Watch her give him the PG-13 treat.
Absolutely. And you know that if people log on to the website, they're going to give the okay for this. Sure.
Watch him burst his buttonfly jeans.
Zachariah.
What a super nerd he is.
I love the guy. I think he's going to be fantastic. I think he's going to make it, too.
Well, somebody talk to him, for God's sakes. What are you doing?
Well, I can't talk to him right now because we've got to...
Well, now you're being rude. No. You're being rude.
But he'd be delighted to hang on a second. We've got a break anyway.
Well, just pick up the phone and start talking. I would feel better if you would do that. I mean, rather than just do your goddamn compulsive cleaning. We're back to that again.
He's tidying up too much.
You know, we're the first guys in on this.
Right.
The first guys in on this.
We got to latch on to this.
We got him on the line.
Mm-hmm.
As they hold on a second, please talk to Rob. And rather than pick up the phone and talk to him, he's over here doing this.
Let me see. That goes there. No, that goes there.
Definitely there.
There.
Will we be able to link him?
Yep.
Okay, good. Good.
We'll do our very best.
All right.
All right. How's it going there, Rob?
He's giving you an okay sign?
Thumbs up.
Everything's fine.
Thumbs up.
Please don't hit on me.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test him out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left the meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is. I like it.
Percodan is addictive. I'm in London doing Royal Command Performance. And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London. And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out.
Bye, baby.
He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you. Okay. He tells me that if I go to Green's Delicatessen in Soho...
Yes.
At midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan.
Percodan?
He said, just bring cash. Fine. He brought me 10. I gave him $1,000. I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through 3/4 of the next day. That's how bad it was. So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan's not even working.
Oh, yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Percodan. They allow at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle. Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
And of course, Jerry had a mild heart attack.
Yeah, but he's doing okay.
Well, he had to cancel the gig at the Orleans in Vegas.
That's a shame.
He's 80 and the pneumonia is lingering.
Oh, he's got pneumonia?
Yeah.
He's been canceling that gig for like 12 years.
Yeah, that's the big story, is that Jerry Lewis had a heart attack, but he's okay.
You don't think Jerry, you know, not want to do that gig and you know, have a convenient heart attack, do you?
No. If anything, it's the showman in him.
Yeah.
Because right now...
He's just trying to hype up his Broadway play?
Oh, no, I'm talking about, the Nutty Professor?
Yeah. He's going to direct, and I'd like to be that actor.
I'm talking about the momentum for the Telethon 06.
You mean getting that stirred up so he can make the big comeback for Labor Day?
Sure. Why bring out the kid in the wheelchair when, as he's proven before, when he himself is hobbled...
When he's infirm, right.
Yes. It makes for a better pitch.
Oh, it's great TV.
No, we wish him well because it's just not the same Labor Day without Jerry.
That's right.
I've seen a picture of him. He looks about the color of a bag of flour.
Does he really?
He is just pasty.
So he's not doing well.
No.
He looks like Bisquick.
John sent me a picture.
Bisquick pancake mix.
Bisquick Lewis.
And he is now, he's totally gray, so his hair is that pewter color.
Oh, really? So he doesn't color the hair anymore?
And he is pasty white, and he was doing the gag where he puts the glass in his mouth and puts his lips around it.
Right.
So he really just looked like a corpse.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, let me see. Oh,
Jerry.
Thank you for this. Jerry Lewis suffered a mild heart attack during a commercial airline flight Sunday from New York to San Diego. Jerry still plans to host the Labor Day Telethon. So that's the big news. Buzz was telling us a second ago that the guy with the website that we just had on, the nerd guy, coincidentally, we think is gold, Jerry.
Yeah,
we think
you're right.
He's gold.
And it's so nice to be early to the party on that.
Mm-hmm. He was apparently, Buffett, discussing whether we were actually going to get him a stripper.
Right.
And how excited he would be. Now, can you pull that up now? Is he still talking about us?
He's doing another interview right now with with a female who he believes sounds beautiful, so that makes him even more nervous. This guy is a neurotic masterpiece.
Wow. All right, let's hear what he's doing.
All right. Well, up in... Yeah, most of the house is pretty. I mean, it's a very cozy, very comfortable house. Most of the things, I guess, that express my individuality, and I hope that doesn't sound pretentious, but most of that stuff would be up in my room, and I'd be happy to walk you through and show you my toys and things on the wall. And there are some pictures of me and some acquaintances of mine. And my kazoo collection is downstairs. I could show you at least part of it. I have over 120 kazoos, but some of them are
kazoo collection.
I'd be happy to show them to you.
The largest in New Jersey.
Because I
we didn't get all this from him.
You know,
no.
I play the kazoo.
Well, every interview is different.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Right. I'm not boring you, am I? I'm sorry. Oh, okay. All right. Are you gonna come by too? Oh well.
Swear to God, it's like a young Woody Allen.
Yeah, very much so.
Jeez, I show my kazoos. Apparently,
oh,
there's
excellent.
A...
I'm looking forward to it in sort of a horrified way. Absolutely.
There's a woman in the house named Diane he finds very attractive. And he said, I can barely handle that. I don't know how I'd be able to handle Donna Mike Stripper.
Oh, man, I wish we could have gotten a look at her.
Do I
all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
So how was the first interview?
That, you mean the radio one?
Yeah, how'd that go?
The radio interview was... You know, I've done some radio interviews where they haven't been that friendly. Those two
were different.
They were like welcoming.
Yeah.
You liked both.
Like they didn't seem to think that I was
they didn't hang up on you. That's a good thing.
No, they didn't like the Detroit station. They didn't hang up on me. They didn't think I was an idiot. They actually said, we think we like you.
Okay.
They said, we think we like you.
This means a lot to
them. How crazy is that?
That's a good thing.
I'm like, apparently I'm likable.
You didn't know that.
Pre-interview.
Yep.
Just... woman had the kind of voice that just like oozed through the phone and hugged me. I mean, it's like that voice.
So he's doing a pre-interview for TV for tomorrow, probably.
It was amazing, but yeah, I started to get a little spacey. But anyway, yeah, that was
We're gonna have a camera crew from Rita Crosby coming
right. Then. She said it's 7.
Okay. Oh, Rita Crosby. Yes. Hey, I'd do her.
Rita Crosby?
That chick from MSNBC.
Okay.
With the blonde hair and the raspy voice. Rita Crosby. Or maybe CNN now, I don't know.
The music of her voice rather than...
I didn't know John Roberts was on CNN.
I was at that.
Yeah, oh yeah, after he got bumped out of CBS.
7:30, and I'll check on the cell phone I don't have anymore. I think we have some time.
This is great.
How about that?
Oh, look who has a cell phone.
Hello?
Just a couple of nerds.
Yeah.
That's a... all right, we'll do it. I'll repeat it.
That's Zach.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
Thank you, and Rob, can you have John put this in the recap
on
today's show?
But I wanted you guys to see it.
So here's the picture that Rob was speaking about of Jerry Lewis with...
please.
What is that in his mouth? Is that...
See,
wow.
It's the old standard...
That will be dumped.
Yes, it will.
What is that? Is that Don Johnson there?
That is one of his standard gags. You can see him doing that in the movie Mr. Saturday Night. He puts a drinking glass in his mouth.
When did Jerry stop dyeing his hair jet black?
He's been going towards pewter for a couple years now.
Wow.
And when I was reading about the account of the heart attack, they said he seemed fine at the celebrity roast for the Amazing Crest.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering if Jerry's son was going to do the telethon this year.
Who?
Emmanuel Lewis.
Get out of here. Stop it, idiot.
Bye!
Wonderful boy.
Not funny.
No relation.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Everybody knows his son is Richard.
Are we going to play the Lewis game?
I believe I just indicated we are.
Uh-huh. Jamal.
Sherry.
Jerry.
Jerry, like the original Jerry?
Or Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee.
Ray.
Lewis. Last name Lewis, right?
Last name Lewis.
You got one?
I had one. I had Ray.
Ray Lewis. Juliet Lewis. That actress, right?
Yes. It's a good one. We're tied now.
I'm not keeping score. I don't know.
Robert Louis Stevenson. That would be a middle name.
Middle name.
Different
count.
Spelling.
Doesn't count. Rob, no fear with a hand. No, what are you pointing at?
Isn't that T.S. Eliot?
No, that's C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis.
Looks like Michael Merrill.
All right.
Doesn't count, though. That's an old guy that a website said is the celebrity that Mike most resembles.
Right.
Gary Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
See, just as I get reset to go back to the show...
Well, you're going back to the show. We were in the middle of a game.
I was just
going
to say it's a draw.
I was willing to accept that until I took the lead.
Donna Lewis.
Lewis.
She sang the song, I Love You Always Forever. You already had Sherry Lewis, right?
I had Al Lewis just now. Salutations, Al Lewis.
I heard from the Munsters. Christ, I hate to give this up. King of the Lewis.
That's a big win.
Good
King
game.
King of the Lewis.
Big win. And I didn't even initiate it.
Congratulations.
We're all spent.
Like my resigned congratulations.
I am
such a bad, bad loser. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Dick.
Thank you.
It means so much more when you don't take it well.
King of the Lewis.
It truly does.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Carl Lewis.
No, late to the party. No, that's fair. A violation.
Not fair. And now Mike and I will be able to chop you up because we'll play against you in the name game to show you it's not so easy to Monday
exactly.
morning quarterback, son. Robbie.
Yes.
Give us one.
Last name or first?
Last name.
Go.
Lewis the retard.
Hey, stop it. We're not playing the Lewis game anymore. You're playing us in an all-new name game. Stand by.
Rob.
Last name Phillips.
John Phillips.
Yeah. F you, Rob. No. I can play that. No, that's terrible.
Michelle Phillips.
Michelle Phillips. China Phillips.
That was a bad one, Rob.
That sucked.
You know what? Can I just say something?
I didn't say it. I didn't finish it. I didn't finish what I was going to say. I was going to say it sucked something, and then I cut myself short so it doesn't have to be delayed.
What, ass?
John Phillips.
You can say that sucks ass.
Can we have a new one, please?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, Buzz.
Damn, Phillips, damn it.
Buzz.
First name, Larry?
Larry King.
Larry Hagman. It's to you, sir.
Larry Holmes.
Larry Sanders.
Larry Bud Melman.
Larry Linville.
Larry who?
Linville.
Linville.
From MASH.
Major Burns.
Larry Lujack, the disc jockey I've talked about, made him famous on the show.
Larry King.
You already said Larry King.
Oh, you already said, all right, Larry Storch to you.
Larry Storch to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Larry Kincaid.
Who is Larry Kincaid?
Who is that?
Bewitched.
No, I'm sorry.
Chet Kincaid was
on the Bill Cosby show.
Cosby show. Larry Kincaid, anyone? Is that a violation?
No, that's not right.
It's not a name.
It's not accepted.
Damn it. Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, good one.
Larry Bird is a good pull. Larry Howard.
Larry L. King, the author.
Oh, come on.
No, acceptable.
Or Larry Fine, I'm sorry. The last name of Larry from the Three Stooges.
Could I just be Larry from the corner?
No.
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 Yes. Waiting.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. It's not quite so easy, is it?
No.
And now you'll be mad when someone calls in 4 or 5 minutes and says, but you forgot.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Larry
Olivier. Who?
Larry Olivier.
Larry Olivier.
Rob's only been using that one since he got hit on in the electronics store.
All right. Goodbye now, pretender.
Take it, gentlemen. You are the king.
Thank you.
You're goddamn right about that.
Thank you for the acknowledgement.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's the pressure.
That's right.
That's what it is.
It really gets to you, Mike.
Can you deliver on a deadline?
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Kiwi.
What? What? Larry Dewey?
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
It's the second time I've spit my water out today, and I don't like it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo, I got two Larrys, man.
No.
Too
late. We're not playing anymore.
You can't. It's got to be the pressure of the living in the moment and the now.
You can't think about it and call.
Buzz, give us a first name. Let's go.
Let's try Michael.
Oh, boy. Michael Landon.
Michael Q. Anthony. Just kidding. Michael Caine. You, sir.
Wait, Michaels? Is that what we're on?
Yeah, we're playing Michael. Yeah, Michael. That's a delayed tactic.
Okay, Michael Chiklis from that show on
right.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Moriarty. Will you please not jump in when I'm giving my Michael Moriarty?
Sorry, buddy.
Go ahead.
Michael Moore.
Michael Vick.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Mara.
No, I don't go by Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, man.
No.
All right, hold on. Give me a second.
5 seconds. Too easy right. name. Four.
Mike Grubowski.
No,
from that bowling.
No, again, it's got Michael. To be Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Michael J. Fox.
Okay. Michael Irvin.
Michael Westbrook.
Michael Irving.
I just had Michael Irvin.
5 seconds.
It's not
Irving, it's Irvin.
I give up, man. You guys won.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Ain't so easy, is
no,
it?
No. I've tried it. It isn't.
Play the game under pressure. Pressure on the fire.
These are some of the things I look at a young name game player.
Although, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, now that the phones are hopping, people are actually remotely entertaining today.
Yeah, they are. I have to say they are.
Mm-hmm. Is Joshua Tree around?
He is, Don. He is.
And, you know, when we move to our new digs on the days that we need a boy, Joshua Tree, boy, you keep...
You're making... I mean, everybody's making me laugh today. Well, you know, and that normally doesn't happen.
When we go to the new digs, Joshua Tree, on the occasion that we need someone to be a sacrificial lamb, the SL of the show, he'll be making the trip over to Classic Rockville with us.
That's great. I hope that helps his mood.
Yeah.
Because I believe he is maybe a manic depressive lad.
I doubt it.
He's maybe a notch above that Kieran or...
Kieran Vogel. The incredible man that's a prisoner in his own house.
Here's what I'm leading up to, friends.
Yeah.
Joshua Tree is here. You know, the intern that looks like David Schwimmer from Friends.
Yes.
We're going to put 10 minutes on the big bad clock.
It's a good call today. Now that I've said that, I have probably put the hex on it for everybody.
And we have 250 American dollars plus... so many goddamn prizes. It'll take the rest of the show just to read all of the slugs. But we have tickets for the SunTrust IndyCar Challenge. We have Father's Day DVDs. We have Tower Records stuff to give away. And $250. Very simple. Call 877-365-3636 or 800-636-1067. We'll have Joshua Tree, who's the intern who lived with the homeless lady that Buzz thought was a bunt.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have him in here.
Right.
You call up. Just make the boy laugh.
Yeah. Yes, make Joshua Tree laugh.
And win the smorgasbord of cash and prizes. Okay, because he's still here, right?
Oh, yeah, he's on his way.
Okay, good. We'll get to that in a second. And Buzz... quickly getting back to the nerd on the intranet on the
Kieran Vogel,
ourprisoner.com.
Right?
What's he doing now?
He's in the kitchen with Zach talking.
They're
going to
be very soggy in the middle.
What the hell's that? What the hell's going on? I'm not seeing it. I'm just hearing it.
That looks good. Oh, all right.
They're getting ready for sex, Mike.
It sure sounds like.
You know what? They're making eggs.
They're making eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Got a big bowl and a dozen eggs.
A couple of vegetable oil, so. Is this vegetable oil?
Oh, maybe baking a cake.
You know what's funny? That means someone had to vote on baking.
Right.
Do you know, seriously, I normally don't even follow up on this. I'm going to check in
on the guy's website tonight.
How can you not? It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It really is.
It might be more than a third. Well, you know what, actually...
Especially with the audio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fantastic.
So that guy is ourprisoner.com. We had him on the show earlier. We'll have him on next week. We'll get him the strippers. Coming up next, it's a Joshua Tree and Make Him Laugh, and we'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Did
It's the Poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
All right, bring in Joshua Tree. He's the intern around here, and he most resembles David Schwimmer. Thinks he gets a lot of stink from working at the station.
And I've detected a moodiness in young Josh, not in a negative way. He's a kid that has ups and downs. That's the way I've looked at it.
Here now again is Joshua Tree. We've had his picture on the website. Hello, Joshua Tree.
How's it going, guys?
What's happening, dude?
Not much. How are you?
How are we today?
Excellent day. Excellent day.
Really? Are you, or is that just show, Josh? Are you going to be back in that kind of, you know, when I saw you in the hallway that one day where it's like, hey, how you doing?
No, sincerely, an excellent, it was a very good day.
Good day today? Good weekend for you?
Why was today a good day?
Well, I had dinner last night with my father. I had a nice time.
Okay, all right, that's good. And you don't get to see your dad very often? Or?
No, I see him every couple of weeks. It was just nice to be treated to dinner. And
tell me about a hot skank you banged recently.
Wow. No. From dad's dinner all the way to that. And incidentally, that's exactly how dinner with dad went, too. The same question was asked.
Really? Since we last talked to you,
yeah.
How many skanks have you banged?
No skanks.
Ah!
How many junkettes have you banged?
Zero. I'm on a no-junkette diet.
Okay. How many women have you been with?
One.
Just one?
Yes.
Would this be your girlfriend?
No, but the same girl I've been involved with recently.
Does she know that you don't call her your girlfriend?
Is she just your jar?
Yes.
She's your jar. She's okay with that?
Yeah.
Does she see other people also?
I think so.
Don and Mike, this is Cheryl the Big Dyke, and on my way over to the Dyke March, I stopped at...
Where did this come from?
It's not her, is it?
And
no, not Cheryl.
It's not Cheryl, because she swings.
That's right. It was just a guess.
She swings both ways.
So this woman, yeah. It would be best described as an open relationship?
Yeah. I think, really, on the inside, I think that she wants to make something serious out of it.
Of course she does.
But she never
you're
comes
a stallion.
Out and says it.
Son, you're a stallion. You cannot be held down.
Where do you see yourself going in this business, Joshua Tree?
I said this the first day I started working here. If I could have any job, it'd be Rob's.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh, wow.
Talk to me after the show.
So you'd like to produce?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, work on the reproducing and work on that. And remember, son, you know, pull out, you know, or wear something.
You use protection, right?
Of course I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And so this woman, just getting back to it again,
sure.
Is perfectly accepting of the fact that or you don't make a big deal about it.
I don't think we make a big deal about it. It was brought up once in conversation, are you seeing other people? And I said, honestly, I told her the truth. I said, in the last couple of months since we've been together, I've also been with this person. And she was upset, but she still hangs out.
But you were honest.
Is she your old regular?
She's my old regular, yeah.
She's the booty call.
Is she your FB?
Your F buddy? Yes.
I always loved the old regular. I believe that was only one that was
Daryl Nichols.
That was coined here, I think.
Yeah,
I really don't think I heard that I've never heard that anywhere else. And I still love it, the old regular.
The old regular. Well, Joshua, you've had a good day.
Yeah.
You're happy. You're in a good mood.
Great mood.
The segment is called Make Joshua Laugh. All we ask is that you please are absolutely honest. If something does make you laugh,
really
go ahead and
laugh.
Really
has to be funny. You know, sometimes you could go out in a social situation, and I know I do this when I'm out with friends. You'll hear like an old relative tell a joke, and you kind of politely laugh to be polite. You don't have to be polite here. This is really got to be funny.
Okay.
We've done it with people where we've gotten a winner immediately, and sometimes we don't get a winner the first go around.
So my goal isn't to not laugh as long as possible.
No, your goal is to have someone on the phone actually make you laugh.
Okay.
And with that, let's put 10 minutes on the clock. And it'll start with the very first call.
And here, look at those phones.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joshua Tree laugh.
So, Mr. Tree, do you know difference between male organ and chicken leg?
No, I don't.
You want to go on picnic?
Okay, see, that's... We don't even have to be polite.
That was stupid.
We'll just cut
it
right
off. We all smiled, though.
Hello.
We kind of all hit our smile.
Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi. Quick question. Do you guys know what the bumps are called around a woman's nipple?
No, I don't know.
Braille.
What?
Braille.
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 Brilliant.
the bumps around a girl's nipple.
Braille.
Braille. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wait a minute. Braille, you normally have to feel.
Oh. Doesn't count. Just made the studio audience laugh.
Yeah. I get it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joshua laugh.
Hey, I got into a cab the other day, and the cab driver said, I'm bi. And, well, I speak a little Spanish, so I said, yeah, I'm bi. He says, hey, you want to go to an S&M party? And I thought, hey, Spaniards and Mexicans? That'd be great. Drink a little bit, speak a little Spanish.
I'm going to save you some time there,
that
son.
That was going nowhere.
Yeah, correct, Mike. You got good instincts.
I disagree with both of you.
You will be an excellent producer. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joshua laugh.
How do you get a dog to stop humping your leg?
How?
Pick him up and suck his D.
Old joke.
Maybe a former winner like 5 or 6 years ago.
You ever hear it before? I got the impression you might not have heard that one before.
I had not heard that joke
okay.
before.
Okay, there's just a little snicker, but it wasn't a full-fledged laugh.
Don and Mike, make Joshua Tree laugh.
Joshua Tree.
Yes.
What's the difference between a Sacramento girl and a 747?
I don't know. What?
Now everybody's been on a 747.
All right, thank you. Mr. Let's Youngman go. Checking in. Go thanks, Henny.
Checky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Joshua.
Yes.
What does a West Virginian girl say during sex?
What?
Get off me, Dad. You're crushing my smokes.
I saw that coming.
Hello.
So far away.
Don and Mike Show. That's why you're smooth.
Joshua
you're
Tree.
Mr. Cucumber.
Yeah.
Cool as a cucumber.
He handled that, didn't he?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Joshua Tree, what's the difference between a lady and a taco?
What's the difference?
The way you lean your head to eat it.
It makes a good point.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Educational, really.
Hello. Oh, that got
hi.
Mike.
This guy goes to the doctor and has some tests run. The doctor says, I have some bad news and some really bad news. He goes, well, what's the bad news? He goes, well, you have cancer. He goes, oh, that's terrible. What's the really bad news? He goes, we have Alzheimer's disease. He goes, whew, at least I don't have cancer.
I'm still right. laughing about the taco. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joshua Tree laugh.
Joshua.
Yes.
Are you sure you really want Rob's job? The guy can't even go to town without guys hitting on him all the time.
That would be the use of stream of consciousness reality. Right. That was he was attempting
I'm
to
not
do
opposed
what we
to that.
Did. He was riffing.
I'm not opposed to that. I would rather hear that than someone like reading, I walked into a bar and he was at least trying something there.
Off right. the top of his head. He was, right. You heard that through the phone. It wasn't a plan.
Well, okay, I thought he was a hump.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Joshua.
Yes.
What would you be if you had a male organ growing out of your forehead?
What would I be?
Blind.
What?
Blind.
Blind. You see the berries again?
Okay.
It's kind of a Roman helmet joke,
gotcha.
Huh?
Hello, I thought you
man, I was able to use that in real conversation.
Isn't that great? I thought the punchline would be a D-head.
if
he had it grown out of the... Never mind.
Literally. So that's the in-your-face approach that you're taking right there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Joshua.
Yes.
Those guys suck. Hey, if a sheep is a ram and a mule is an ass, how come a ram in the ass is a goose?
I don't. Is that,
that's
the joke.
That's the joke. Yeah, those guys are bad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joshua Tree laugh.
Hey, Joshua.
Hey.
How does a West Virginia mother know when her daughter's on the rag?
How does she know?
Her son's D tastes funny.
That's a variation on
sure.
an old. That actually was.
Yeah.
There was one that I've always preferred that involved car keys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joshua Tree laugh. Hello. Up.
And going
hello.
To the prom.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. Make Joshua Tree laugh, please.
Hi, Joshua. Do you know, how MAD is Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, M-A-D-D?
Yes.
What does DAM stand for, D-A-M?
I don't know. What?
Mothers Against Dyslexia.
Oh. 5 minutes.
That 5 minutes.
Killed
in
carpool.
5 minutes.
With the halfway
hello.
Mark.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Joshua, how come you'll never hear rabbits having sex?
Why not?
They have cotton balls.
What?
Hold on.
Wait, was it a laugh or were you smiling?
That wasn't a laugh.
All right.
All right, he's still there, though. There you go, he's gone.
That was frightening, though. Yeah. I just want to say, I am very scared right now.
Don't be embarrassed if you laugh at cotton balls. Hello, Don and Mike Show, you friggin' retard. Don't ruin this bit.
Yeah. Don't feel no embarrassment if you
be
laugh.
Yourself.
Okay.
That's right. We can't influence. That was influence peddling on my part.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, what do you call a barn full of black people?
What?
Antique farm equipment.
Hello. Jesus. That's horrible. That is horrible.
Really is not in my show. Hello.
Rob is Rob having? Rob's not even laughing at that.
I'm having a hard time hearing him today.
Okay.
That's probably for the
four
best.
Minutes.
It's 4 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Joshua?
Yes.
Okay. If a bisexual person is missing, should they put his picture on a carton of half and half?
Again, more observational humor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty good,
it's,
though.
It's nice, right, honey.
It's kind of cute, I thought.
Good thinking.
See you at the improv this weekend.
The
Hello.
Laugh Factory.
Don and Mike show. Make Joshua Tree laugh.
Joshua.
Yes.
How do you catch a polar bear?
How?
You cut a hole in the ice, put peas around the hole. When the polar bear comes by, to take a...
You are an idiot.
Oh, jeez. Now that really... Idiot. You know, there's certain ones that really suck the energy out of the room.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello!
Okay, so there's this little kid comes home from school and tells his dad he needs to explain the
Excuse
difference.
Excuse me, I'm going
to
call not paying attention. I think they should be boycotted when they don't pay attention.
Well, turn your radio down.
You want it, don't you? You want this one.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right, let's see what happens.
Oh, I already know what's going to happen.
Well, you never know.
No, I know.
You don't know the joke?
It's going to be all...
Is this a little Johnny joke?
I don't know. I'm just gauging by the guy that's telling it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Blue Boy.
No, the kid comes home from school and he tells his dad needs to explain the difference between realistically and theoretically. Dad goes, well, go upstairs and ask your mother if she would sleep with a complete stranger for $500,000. Kid goes up, comes back, goes, well, says, yeah, she said she would. And now you have to ask your sister if she would sleep with a complete stranger for $500,000. Comes back and goes, well, yeah, she would too. Okay, theoretically, we're sitting on $1 million here. Realistically, we're living with a couple of whores.
That was exhausting.
Yes, it was.
It was a thing, Pete.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Joshua.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Magic 8 Ball.
I knew it.
Hello.
I knew it.
I feel like the guy on Seinfeld. All signs point to yes. Big 8 Ball thing.
How much time, Rob?
2 minutes!
Wow.
Hello.
Precious.
Don Mike. Make Joshua laugh.
Yeah.
Like Putty on Seinfeld. That was his name, Putty. What's up? Make Joshua Tree laugh.
Is this me?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Here we go. Is it me?
Let it go, Mike.
Go.
Sorry. What goes quick? Did I get it?
What?
Blind guy with a Rubik's Cube.
Listen to who liked that.
I like that.
Oh, hi, no!
Joshua laughed.
Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
I thought Rob laughed.
He did?
Rob did laugh.
I laughed.
Did you laugh?
I liked that, yeah.
Oh. Hold on a second.
Oh.
He's gone.
Oh, that's a shame.
We lost him.
The winner is gone.
Well, that's fate.
I take responsibility. I pressed the button to cancel the call because I only heard Rob cackling.
Joshua's laugh was quiet, but he was laughing.
What was it that did it again, boy?
What goes
click? Did I get it?
Click,
it's a nerd joke.
What is it?
Click, damn.
No.
Click.
No. Click. Did I get it? Click. Did I get it?
Okay.
Click, a blind guy saw me.
Oh, I'm blowing the joke.
Jeez, the Rubik's Cube. Well,
I'm so disappointed.
Actually, that person is a winner.
Hello?
Hi there. Hey, Yanni.
Hello.
Boy, did you have any idea what that number was?
We have none whatsoever. He was gone, and now the line is ringing in with some...
Everybody's saying they told the Rubik's Cube joke.
Hmm.
Was that a real laugh?
Yeah, that was a good laugh. That was a real laugh.
That's the way you really laugh? So let me just to make sure so we know next time when we play this game with you, your laugh is... It's really kind of a silent laugh, right?
Yeah, it starts with a high pitch and then tapers off to breathing. And then
because meanwhile, there was a pelican laugh in the background with the largest jaw in the world.
That's when they do call.
Okay.
That was the area code.
Okay.
That was the area code.
Oh, very good.
So, listen, if you're out there, be honest, call back, and Yanni will put you through. We'll verify your voice, and you get $1,000.
Wow.
For making the idiot laugh.
Well.
Making the village idiot laugh.
But he was influenced by Rob, I think, to say, because Rob just went,
I think responsibility, because I hung up on the guy, because I look back at Rob.
You know what that hang up was in my body?
Rob unhinging his jaw.
Right? I thought it was the funniest joke.
Wow. And you did, and you did too.
I'm not a villain here. I genuinely thought.
But you know, he did. So you agree? You two agree that it was the funniest joke.
But you didn't hear the farm equipment joke.
I didn't.
Well, maybe we'll tell him in the break.
I'd like that.
Okay, we will. Well, Joshua, thank you for your help.
Always a pleasure.
As always, it's Bids. This is like an uneven experience. Mike, don't look at him like that.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Joshua.
He did the best he could, and he was honest. He was honest. He was an honest player.
It's not staged. We don't fake it. Right? No, good job. I didn't mean that
thank
with
you.
That look. Really, good job.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Joshua.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Joshua.
Good luck with the ladies.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
There's Joshua Tree.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Jesus Christ.
Blow through these calls and find the person who was actually telling that joke. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Is it you?
Yeah, I'd like to tell a joke.
No, it's not. Obviously, it's
these are what we you. Refer to as the stragglers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm trying to make Joshua Tree laugh.
Yeah, see, the poor person that actually won the contest is probably not going to be able to get back through now.
Yeah, but he hung up on me. Tell the joke about a Rubik's Cube. Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Not the guy.
No, I don't think
so. I'm hoping against hope.
Do they still manufacture Rubik's Cubes?
As the guy gets through.
I think so.
What?
I just picture you hours, right? Hours with you? Were you the one that would just play them for hours?
No, I eventually would take them apart. And I'd do that.
That was a hammer. Not a mic show.
Fuck!
You know what? It was one thing when you were talking about your goddamn project.
But you know, I have to defend Buzzers. I was thinking of the same thing.
I didn't mean to
but
say that
I
word.
Was thinking that he would smash the Rubik's
Cube. Click, click, click.
I'm usually very careful about that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Click, did I get it?
Click, did you get it?
Click, did he get it?
Oh, that was
click,
the joke.
That's okay. Set up.
That was the side-splitting, mind-bending piece of comedy.
Sure was.
Hold on. I think we found the guy. Good. Hello. Friend.
Yes, sir.
Is it you? Were you the one that told the joke?
That's me.
Would you please repeat the joke just as you did to John? Or I use his real name to Joshua. What's his real name again?
His real name is John.
John, okay. John. Go ahead, repeat it, please. Please repeat your joke.
Oh, okay. What do you call Click Debit?
Nope. You're lying. No. What a liar. That's very
Click
dishonest.
Did I get it?
That's very
Click did I get it?
That's no. very dishonest.
Too Click late. Did I get it?
Too late, cheater.
Click did I get it? Click did I get it?
You're obviously,
Click did I get it?
You're obviously not the guy.
Click did I get it?
Okay, get out of here.
No, you didn't get it.
Click did I get it?
Dumbass. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's me. I'm the winner.
Oh, you were the one that told the joke?
Yeah, I was trying to tell one. Didn't you guys laugh?
What are you talking about?
I was the winner.
Well, what was your joke?
What goes click? Did I get it? Click, did I get it? Click, did I get it?
Yes, but unfortunately, the guy I remember that told the joke originally didn't say,
click, did I get it? Click, did I get it? Click, did I get it?
We do have a tape of his voice.
Yes. Click, get her done.
And we can use our CSI Bat Computer voice analysis machine
thing. And we
thing.
Will. Yes, you have already failed that test.
Get her done.
Okay, get out of here.
Bye!
All right, well, that's
fun.
That's how we do contests on the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh.
How do you like that?
That was very, very interesting. Make us laugh.
That's how we give away thousands of dollars. Is that we give it away and then we don't find the people that win the money.
You know, I really stand by your decision to you know, hang up on that. That I didn't think that was a winner. But Robin and Joshua Tree.
Still dying about it. All right. We got a break. We'll go gay. We'll hear some of Cheryl's gay pride tapes when we come back.
Man, that Rubik's Cube joke. That joke was as old as old antique farm equipment.
You see, Rob.
I got to hear it.
Yeah, no.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John
is a gay.
Is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
One never knows when a homosexual is about.
Yeah.
Especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Now, let's see if our crack staff, many of them on crack,
right,
actually able to track down the winner of that contest using some of our software. Hello? Is this the guy?
Yes.
Now, he has been screened and passed to us by Yanni.
Okay. All right.
Would you please repeat your winning joke?
Okay. What goes, click, did I get it? Click, did I get it? Click, did I get it?
Sounds like the guy.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Where are you calling from? What's your area code?
831.
Think we got him?
Winner. I know that's the area code wrote down.
And, of course, the punchline to the joke.
Blind guy with a Rubik's Cube.
Blind guy with a Rubik's Cube.
Really not funny, but congratulations.
Rob laughing again. Rob laughing again.
Congratulations. You get $1,000.
No.
I'm sorry, $250.
Sorry about that.
$200.
I think I said $250.
I think you said $200.
$250? Oh, whatever. You want some money.
$200 American dollars.
You want somewhere between $200 and $1,000.
That's great.
Spin the magic wheel.
Depending on what I said earlier. All right, come on, let's play travel trivia. Thank you. Hold on. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on. Now,
bring it down, Gelman.
Let me see. In this break, where is the Cheryl stuff? Where are those things?
Put away. Cheryl at the Gay Pride Parade?
Yep.
Because I love you, Gay Pride Parade.
She has great tapes. Oh, but you know what else? Hold on a second. This guy's good today, too. Craig is good today,
this guy's
too.
Good. You almost sounded like Larry there. This guy's real good.
No, Craig is.
This guy's real, real good.
You know what? I think we'll go with it. We'll save the Cheryl tapes for tomorrow.
Hold on. Keep.
Hold on. Here she is. Speak of the devil. Here is CTV right now.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm your big, fabulous, delicious, dykalicious dyke. How are you?
Did you have a good time at the Gay Pride Parade?
Oh, my God. It was so fun in the dyke march and the parade and the festival, and I found some of the queerest people on the face of the earth for you guys.
Good work. God bless you. We've only heard, like, just the intro. You know, we've been a little backed up the couple of last couple of days here, but... you know how that,
you know how that goes, Cheryl.
You've been backed up? You've been backed up?
Backed up, yeah.
A lot of cheese.
I've been backed up, too, from time to time.
But have no fear. We'll play those tapes tomorrow, because really the Craig Wilson from today is so disturbing yet
delightful.
Delightful. Mm-hmm. That we've got to go with that.
You know, a lot of people saw the Mike Fag, and knew exactly who I was. And there are so many queers that love your show, and they all think that you really are at least 5 to 15% gay, all of you.
Yeah, you tell them they are spot on with that.
Super. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, we've got to go do our Craig Wilson thing, so we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, baby.
Talk to you when we play your
song. Thanks, Cheryl.
Goodbye, Cheryl.
Love you long time.
Bye, Cheryl. Bye. Bye.
Cheryl, and if the intro's any indication, I can't wait to hear those tapes from Cheryl. I bet they're all good.
We'll hear them tomorrow.
It's all good.
But now, as long as we're talking gay, I'm talking about gay people. From today's USA Today. There you go. I'm sorry, Mike, there's a copy. From today's USA Today. And again, you got to give this one a chance. This is one that will just grow on you like a fungus.
All right.
Kids, the final word. The final word by Craig Wolfen. Kids know family, even if politicians don't. And, of course, we read this right out of USA Today. It's on the front page of the Life section today. I have a new neighbor. She moved in last week. Her name is Josephina. But everyone on the blog already called her Josie. I don't know a lot about her. She hasn't shared much yet. But she has a great laugh, which is better than anything she could say. She especially liked it when I put my bare foot in her mouth.
What?
It drives her crazy.
You might want to read that one.
She especially liked it when I put her bare foot in my mouth.
There you go.
What did I say?
And maybe you didn't say the right
thing. I didn't read it the right way.
Sorry.
She especially liked it when I put my bare foot in.
Excuse me.
Yes. God damn, you threw me off. She especially liked it when I put her barefoot in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It drives her crazy, in fact.
Well,
sending her into fits of laughter. Hiccups, even.
I'm not the bride. Most everyone seems to enjoy that little trick of mine.
Oh,
oh no.
I told you.
You got me.
Josie is 10 months old. A Leo. So there's trouble ahead, and came to play among us from Guatemala. Her new single mom spent most of the winter there, waiting for all the paperwork to be completed and the adoption to be approved. It took 5 months.
Josie moves more quickly. She's adapted to her new life here with ease. Strolls in the park with her already protective dog, Jake. Stoop sitting with the neighbors at dusk. Snacks of whole wheat Cheerios with mom.
It will be fun to watch her grow up. Like Ben. Like Ben.
Uh-huh.
Another young neighbor who once lived next door.
Once.
I suspect Josie, too, will appear regularly at our kitchen window. What's up?
Ben used to ask.
Translation. Do you have any cookies in there?
We did.
No.
And we will again.
Every time I see Josie, I can't help but wonder what her life would have been if she hadn't been adopted. If she had been left to grow up in a Guatemalan orphanage.
What would have happened to her? Who would she have become?
I thought the same thing when we visited an orphanage in Ethiopia in February. I told you.
Wow.
It's a slow burn, isn't it?
It is. Building.
Ethiopia in February. We stopped by to offer. Hold on. Ethiopia in February.
Have to get through this one.
We stopped by to drop off items from a neighbor.
Oh, and I adopted her son there last year. Dozens of children surrounded us. The boys playing kickball in the courtyard. The girls giggling at the foreigners in their midst.
Then one girl, 10 or so, asked the woman who was giving us a tour of the property whether we were her family who had come to take her home.
I had to turn away when the guide translated what she had just said. I almost lost it.
But what struck me was that she didn't ask whether we were her new All-American, Leave It to Beaver parents. She just asked whether we were her family. It didn't seem to matter to her that standing before her were two balding, middle-aged, gay men.
Yeah. Winner! I would have taken her home on the spot. I would have taken them all home.
Easier said than done, of course.
Florida already bans all adoptions by gays. Ohio was the first state this year to introduce such a bill. But 7 states filed similar measures last year. And a half a dozen more than that are expected to follow suit.
Some people, including John Jodette of Indiana Equality, which is fighting a proposed ban on gay adoption in that state, their legislation could be interpreted more broadly to include unmarried couples and even singles.
It's slippery slope stuff, he says. This is very intended.
If so, the Josies of the world wouldn't get moms. The single moms of the world wouldn't get Josies. And I wouldn't get a little brown face peering in my kitchen window every morning.
Seems to me a losing proposition all around.
Well,
you know what, Greg? He got a little political at the end there, but boy, in that second half,
full of surprises.
Starts with a surprise, and you got me because I literally had not seen it till that very minute. Wow!
I imagine he's used to seeing a little black, brown face every morning.
Wow!
You know his partner Jack.
Oh, God. I
hadn't thought of that.
You understand what I'm saying.
Now.
Wow. Oh, boy. There it is, the final word.
E to the Y.
Wow.
Oh, ho. There you go. I bet Josie turns out as well as young Ben did.
So, you know, we didn't hear any more details on that. Just one little stanza. Wow.
Just show his little face at your windowsill.
Fantastic. Well, that was a strong one today.
Thank you, Craig. And now let's go right to Buzz.
Wow. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hothead.
He made it up.
Buzz.
Yes?
It was Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
She liked it when I put her bare foot in my mouth.
Do you have any cookies in there?
We
what
did,
up? And we will again.
We will again, boy.
Buzz, what do you have on your news show tonight?
Tonight, your Katrina money bought a sex change operation.
All right.
Best Congress ever gets a pay raise.
Okay.
And wacky high school yearbook stories.
Okay, oh, stay good, tuned good, for good, news and comments good, coming up on good, the Don good, and Mike Show.
Good, that was very
professional.
Hello, Josie.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
For now.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, there's BM with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. There you go, John Fogerty, assigned for Buzz's news and comments. For some people, as proved earlier today, their only source of news.
The source.
Yes.
Amen.
A Buzz brought to us by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Now, here he is. The voice of Wichita, Kansas. And angry homeowner.
That's
Kansas
right.
Mules. You're a bad neighbor.
Noted hothead.
Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Your lawmakers in Washington, because they know you love them, have just accepted a pay raise. They were scheduled to get the raise anyway. They would have had to have voted to skip the raise, as Republicans did when they first took control of Congress. But frankly, they're very, very busy at the Capitol. Besides, it's just a 2% cost of living wage raise, and a $3,300 a year raise only bumps them up to around $168,500 a year, which, of course, doesn't cover bribes and other special favors.
Do.
Because that's one way you become the Congress with the lowest approval ratings in recorded history.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right, he's saying they shouldn't have. Yeah, what I'm trying to decipher here is I think what he's saying, Don, is that maybe they shouldn't have done it.
Don't you have no news about Big Ben?
About Big Ben?
Yeah, that guy put his head right there through that windshield.
Ben Roethlisberger didn't have a valid motorcycle driver's license. In fact, he had a learner's permit that expired on his birthday in March. What we're told is that he never had a valid motorcycle driver's license. He did have a valid driver's license to drive a car, but obviously that's an interesting twist in the investigation of this accident.
No, we're hearing now that that's legit.
Yeah.
He ain't in Congress.
No.
I know he is.
Not
I was
yet.
I was just screwing with Buzz.
Not yet. You know, you what's know? Funny?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Lynn Swann's running for governor of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right.
Yep. You know why he's going to win?
He took some heads.
Because he can catch a friggin' football.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm.
That's, you know why Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor?
Right.
Because he's an hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, he's a Terminator.
Right. Ben's in fair condition, by the way, and they say it's going to be at least 9 weeks before he can have any physical activity.
Okay, how about to his upper and lower jaws. A mild concussion,
uh-huh.
A fractured nose, fractured facial bones,
ouch.
Multiple head lacerations,
yeah, not good.
Multiple abrasions and contusions. He has lost 2 teeth,
bad.
And he has chipped several other teeth.
Oh, bad.
There is no evidence of any major structural damage to either of his knees.
106.7.
Oops, I'm sorry.
No good.
That's his temperature. I played the wrong tape, I'm sorry.
Bad.
Yeah, that was very bad of me. But you're feeling okay, right, Ben?
Good. Good.
Good. Good.
Got to get something right out to the Lynn Swann campaign.
What's that?
Slogan, fly with Swan.
106.7.
You know, I'm
good.
Bad.
Thank
good.
You, Frank.
I'm sorry, these are going by themselves.
This has gone crazy.
We were counting down to the new studio.
Yes, I can't wait.
Very soon we'll be there. Anyway, hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Thank you for telling us about Big Ben while you were telling us about Congress.
Certainly, my pleasure.
I'm
anytime.
Just interested in Big Ben.
Of course, a lot of people are. It's a reasonable question. So while Congress gives itself a raise, you meanwhile effectively get a pay cut thanks to inflation. Good. It's back. Good. And you can, no, it's not good. No, it's not. And you can thank, bad. That's right. You can thank higher gas prices for it. No good. Right. It takes gasoline, you see, to distribute the other stuff we buy, so the price of the other stuff goes up, too. Following the price of gas, a lot of other things have gotten 5% more expensive, and it all adds up. Even people's rents are going up, but experts are not sure why. Yeah, be angry. No good. Who needs a decision? Yeah, see?
I no good.
Didn't want to make you that angry.
No.
Who needs a distraction?
No good.
In...
Michael. Oh, no good.
In... Indestructible head lice.
Oh, hello. Now I'm listening.
That's the latest.
I want to get silence in the room. Indestructible head lice.
The latest concern of scientists who believe that 80% of all the head lice in the world have now become immune to over-the-counter comb stinky stuff through your hair remedies.
Please hold on. Please hold on, Buzz.
We're calling someone who may care.
Well, who may care about indestructible head lice.
Of course.
And may care deeply.
Right.
I might add that.
This phone sucks.
It's all about timing.
More it's than not an interview. We just want to hear a name.
I'm not going to have any problems with this.
Hi, it's
Hi, John.
It's Johnny.
I have no hair.
John Norman has shaved his head.
Well, you know.
Because he
repeatedly,
has,
Don.
He has head lice.
Constantly. He used to have a beautiful mane of black hair until the head lice.
His hair was like, is it Barry Gibb? Which of the Brothers Gibbs that has the flowing mane of hair?
That would be Barry.
Barry Gibb.
I have always modeled my hairstyles after the Gibbs.
You get them and then they lay the eggs. Isn't that right, John?
Yes.
Yeah. And right. Now that you've shaved your head, they've moved elsewhere?
A little further south.
Oh, dear.
God, I hate that.
Ball lice.
Ball lice.
They have a name for that, too.
All right, goodbye. Anyway, John has head lice. He doesn't anymore. That's why he shaved his head.
That's right.
Good news for you. Buzz is doing news for you.
Where I get all of my news.
Thank you, John.
He's in a good mood. Usually he's a little crabby.
So 4 out of 5 head lice apparently immune to the lotion now. Scientists say that actually combing water through your hair with one of those fine combs works just about as well as the chemicals we spend so much money on.
Ow!
As the BBC puts it, it has left scientists scratching their heads.
Yeah, I get jokes.
I like that.
Even the real news can be funny. Using Katrina money to buy a sex change operation, for instance, hilarious, and worth the nearly $1.5 billion. Somebody apparently used their FEMA credit card to pay for a divorce lawyer, champagne, adult videos,
Rubik's cubes.
Congressional investigators, who probably should get a raise, say that as much as 16% of the money for victims of last year's hurricane disasters was squandered, depending on your point of view. Maybe somebody needed a tropical vacation after all that. One victim spent 70 days in Hawaii. Another got season tickets for an NFL team. One guy listed a cemetery as his home address. Some money went to prisoners. And yes, someone got a sex change operation, but who are we to question a woman trapped in a man's body?
Hey, listen, though, really, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. But if this country is going to be, I don't want to say dumb, because right. We were trying to help people.
We were.
But if we're going to be so dumb to just give people $1,000 or whatever
blind
it is.
Blind credit cards.
Yeah, and then they go out and buy season tickets for a football team, or they go out, I mean... Free will, baby.
Maybe
I mean,
it's what they needed.
You can't force people to go out and buy bread, milk, and toilet paper,
no,
right?
I don't have an issue with that. I mean, people can do whatever they want.
You
but,
fact,
but if they're scamming, that's a different story. But the whole thing falls into the guys. Wasn't this like the really first disaster of its kind ever in the United States?
Yeah. And
so it was a learning experience, and hopefully
very
we won't
much
do it
so.
Again.
And also it was the quick thing. You know, we live in a quick-fix society. It was like, quick. Get them all debit cards that have $1,000 on it.
They needed instant help.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would bet that at least half of the people who bought stuff like BJ's or whatever it is, mm-hmm. or football tickets. Yeah.
Wholesale club.
Strippers. Dom yeah. Perignon.
Were people who were actually affected by the hurricane.
Yeah,
I don't think
we can only hope.
I don't think it was 100% people scamming.
Right.
I'm
right.
Sure at
of
some
course
point,
not.
I'm sure at some point, like you had everything wiped out, you go... Well, screw it. I got $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out and get crazy drunk tonight.
I think there were a lot of people that did that. They're not the ones that they're talking about. They're
right.
talking about the people that did scam, the people that took
right.
like thousands and thousands of thousands.
Which really
lied about where they live, lied about the number of times they needed it.
I guess what I'm saying is how many people do we know from Mississippi, from Louisiana, from
right.
Arkansas, who actually went through that and then took the $1,000 and thought, well, screw it. I'm gonna live it up a little bit because
right.
they gave me money because
right.
all this crap happened to me.
If that's where 15% of the money went, you figure 10% of the people are probably going to do that anyway, and another 5% were tempted by the money, the free money.
Well, and you know, just speaking from my own personal experience, there's a chance you could take that $1,000, turn it into a small fortune.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the cards are right.
You know Mike's motto, LIR,
mm-hmm.
let it ride.
Let it ride.
A lot of people did that
and
as well.
And GID. Get it done.
Get it.
G E G
G-E-T-E-D.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Yeah, get.
G-I-T, her done.
Don't forget me. C-I-K.
Oh.
C-I-K?
Christ is King.
That's right. Always.
Now you know where we stand, folks.
By the way, former FEMA director Michael Brown apparently misspelled the words Homeland Security Department on his job application.
Oh, and incidentally.
Yeah.
It's not a choice. I don't get it political on your ass, but
thank
it's
you.
Not a choice.
That's thank
right. you
right
very
on,
much.
Brother.
Thank you.
Where are you protesting this weekend? I'm sorry, demonstrating.
At Atlantic Mike.
Very good. I love your signs.
In Baltimore.
I love your signs, really. They look better since you laminated them.
I agree.
Yeah. Because that picture was getting a little dog-eared.
Oh, it's a good picture.
Oh, it's a good picture.
My fetus picture.
Yeah. It's getting a little
baby fetus.
It's great now that it's color.
Yeah, but the color's fading from the sun.
Yes.
The word Michael Brown had trouble with on his job application, actually twice on the application, was the word department. Break it down.
Easiest word to spell in the world.
Department.
D-E-P-A-R-T.
D-E-P-T. No,
D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T.
Right, or you had the abbreviation for it. Either one of those
would
have been accepted by the judges.
He didn't do that, huh?
No. And they never would have noticed over at Homeland Security, a man was able to enter the Department of Homeland Security's headquarters here in Washington last week using a fake ID. A retired New York City cop used a Mexican ID card that DHS isn't even supposed to accept, much less a forged one, that cost this guy $20.
It was Jack Bauer.
He made his point, but he calls the result of his security test disappointing.
You know. Again, I just have to say something. I thought when Mike and I took the train up to New York,
right.
I was almost going to start saying to Mike, oh, well, you know, there's not done much new security at Union Station here in D.C. It didn't look like a lot at Penn Station in New York either.
Okay.
But really, since 9/11, I mean, what do you expect? It's like, on one hand, we want to be warned, we want to be safe, but on the other hand, we got to live our lives, right?
Got to move on, right?
Got to live lives, and really, I think, you know, I hate to say this, because God knows what could ever happen, but I will say it anyway. When I was on the train, I was thinking, you know, as far as, you know, what's the worst that you're going to do? And they think, I think, you know, for the big thing, and then we should always be vigilant against that. You never know
right.
what's going to happen.
Right.
I did notice one thing. Did you notice this? It seemed to me some different conductors on the train. It seemed like they had different conductors, and I kind of was looking at them closely.
A lot of them look like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, exactly.
The Amtrak
little seems... Vin Diesel, a little like maybe not just conductors.
Ah. Yeah, Amtrak seems to have gone away from the old, feeble Captain Kangaroo guy.
Right.
To a guy who looks like he could be shooting B-12 shots into Jose Canseco's
exactly.
ass.
I'm glad you noticed.
Oh, I caught that as well.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I mean, it was a mix. They had the good guys, the goofy guys, and then you had the guys that looked pretty heavy duty.
You know, in the Die Hard movie I like so bad, the third one?
Right.
You know when they're walking into the Wall Street Bank, and there are all those krauts that they've hired, mm-hmm. that Klaus von Bülow has hired, whoever that actor, Jeremy Irons,
right.
has hired, and they're trying to pass themselves as Americans,
right.
and they've got the language down, but they look down at their shoes, Bruce Willis looks at their shoes and notices that they've got, like, German shoes on.
Right,
don't
wow.
fit. And it was something very similar. Not that these guys were not American.
Uh-huh.
These guys were talking about on the train.
But you know, we're talking about the exact same guy that we noticed, and it was on our train. Maybe both directions.
Going up and coming back.
Because
same guy.
Guy with the earring.
Yeah.
Just a little odd.
Really?
Just a little odd.
Mm.
Like perhaps he's done other things besides just be a conductor.
Special forces, sir!
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, maybe we're reading too much into it.
I hope you're right.
Hey,
if we are, we are. I mean, who knows?
But I don't know.
I mean, because there was that other guy, too, that was just like,
that guy.
Hello, Mr. Wizard!
That's just to throw you off.
That right. guy, Mr. What was his name? His name was...
Mr. Green Jeans.
His name was Icon. I can take it from behind, I think, with this man. It was Icon. Hey, Icon, what's happening?
But, you know, just, it's, you're right, we have to live our lives.
So what got me going on that tangent?
Right.
What were you talking about?
We're talking about Homeland Security and a guy walking in with a fake ID.
I mean, that's the thing.
Uh-huh.
We're not, I guess my point is, we cannot govern so much that that everything, this is going to be crap that falls through the cracks.
Of course there will.
You know, I mean, we're doing the best. I think, not being an apologist for Bush.
Right.
We're doing the best we goddamn can.
I
mean, what are you
going
to do? What are you going to do at this point?
Right. Well, let's hope it's enough.
Okay.
as teenagers.
Sorry, I really like stopped the show. Sorry, dude.
that's
sorry,
all right.
Sorry to ruin your high. Don't Hulk out on me now like you did on your neighbors out there.
I'll try.
I was thinking about driving around in the cabs in New York too, and just hearing the. I mean, really, if something's going to happen, something might happen. Who knows?
And plus, you know, they're talking about us.
You can't help but not think that. You cannot help that. I don't care how open-minded
you
are.
Hey, listen, we can have this discussion another day on the show, but about like you know the whole Mexican American thing. Yeah. I mean, really. There's a part of me that says, speak the language here,
of course.
Because it pisses me off when I go in somewhere, and I know that they, like, oh, not even Mexican, like,
Arabic?
No, even worse, Koreans.
even worse.
I go into the dry cleaners, mm-hmm. right? And I think I've mentioned this before. It's like, oh, hello, Mr. Mike. And then she starts looking at the clothes, and she talks to the old lady that's working the sewing machine,
exactly.
And it's like,
horrible things about you.
I smell like beer. Buzz, we got to hit this. What's next?
When we come back, those wacky high school yearbook stories, I promise.
Hello. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Victims of laxative abuse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Let me just say, tomorrow we'll start to get into Father's Day a little bit. We'll hear about the the Big Dyke Gay Pride Parade tapes.
And...
no promises here.
Huh?
Very good chance Rob will be dialing for transvestites tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
Aren't we having a tranny daddy on the show anyway?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, just in time for Father's Day. Now we get here is Buzz, the forgotten holiday, Father's Day. Also a very confusing day for Buzz.
Yes.
Father's Day.
Hi, Dom and Mike.
Hi.
Finally, the high school yearbooks are out and being hastily recalled and edited. In Northport, New York, two graduating seniors used inspiring quotes beneath their yearbook pictures. It wasn't till later someone noticed they were quotes from Hitler. One of the boys' dads says his son just liked the quote and didn't think about who said it.
Oh, dear.
The school is apologizing.
Shot.
But in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, the school got to the yearbook in time to rip out the beaver shot. School officials literally ripped out of all the yearbooks the page that featured what was essentially an upskirt photo.
A
female student in a skirt sitting on a desk during a play.
Yeah.
You could see her underwear. The picture was, according to one school official, questionable.
Thank you!
In a month or so, students will be mailed a new page to stick in where the other page was ripped out.
I'll stick it.
So that'll be nice. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for listening. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, you?
Bye.
Okay. Oh, right. Bye. Okay, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.